This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Corey Morris. President Bush now is set to embark on a multinational trip to mark historic anniversaries, major summits, as well as meetings on Middle East peace. The details from correspondent Priscilla Huff.
President Bush is one of 45 top leaders traveling to Russia for the 300th anniversary of St. Petersburg, the city built by Russian Tsar Peter the Great to turn his nation's focus to Europe. Then Mr. Bush flies to France for the Group of Eight summit, where French authorities are increasing security in advance of the meetings. A day and a half later, after skipping the centerpiece dinner, it's Egypt and talks with Arab leaders on peace for the Middle East. The next day, he crosses the Red Sea to speak again with Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas and also with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Before returning home, Mr. Bush will thank U.S. troops in Qatar. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Tony Blair is in Iraq today. He's thanking British forces there for their role in the military action as well as their continuing humanitarian efforts. Correspondent Suzanne Chislett has details on the first Western leader to visit the country since the war in Iraq began.
Tony Blair arrived in Iraq amid ongoing confusion about whether coalition leaders believe weapons of mass destruction still exist in Iraq. The British Prime Minister gave that as his main reason for committing troops and is now under pressure at home to prove he was right. Addressing British forces, Tony Blair acknowledged voters had mixed feelings about his policies, but he said they were firmly behind the soldiers on the ground.
There's absolutely no dispute in Britain at all about your professionalism and your courage and your dedication. And not just the way you won the war, which was extraordinary, but the way that you're conducting the peace, which is remarkable.
Tony Blair is also seeing for himself the humanitarian and reconstruction efforts in Iraq. He's holding talks with the senior British representative in the country to see what more the UK government can do. Suzanne Chislett, London.
Still many residents in Basra, where Blair visited today, hope the Prime Minister would see the country, in their opinion, as worse off than it was under Saddam Hussein. They largely call his visit an empty gesture.
What's the big news in allergy medicine this season? It's a new name in non-drowsy relief. Allivert. New Allivert starts dissolving the instant it touches your tongue, without water. So you can take Allivert inside, outside, in your car, wherever you are. Allivert is non-drowsy 24-hour relief in a quick-dissolving tablet. New Allivert. Allergy medicine you can take right when you need it, wherever you are. Allivert. Use as directed.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen. We're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right, man. What?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
It turns out the economy grew at a faster pace than first believed for the first quarter of 2003. The Commerce Department today says the gross domestic product, the broadest measure of economic output for the U.S., grew at a revised annual rate of 1.9% between January and March of this year. That's in line with what economists had been predicting and actually higher than the 1.6% estimated just a month ago. The GDP was fueled by greater consumer spending, which grew at a 2% rate in the first quarter, revised upward from 1.4% a month ago.
You check the batteries in your smoke detector and the air in your tires to protect your family. But how about your credit report? Experts recommend you check it regularly, too. And FreeCreditReport.com makes it easy. Log on today, and we'll show you how to find out online what's in your credit report. A surprise in your credit report could cause you to be turned down for a loan or a credit card. See your credit report online instantly. Make sure you get the credit you deserve with FreeCreditReport.com.
A court hearing has been scheduled today for one of the two D.C. area sniper suspects. The details on that story from correspondent Allison Brown.
Lawyers for sniper suspect John Allen Muhammad will argue a number of motions today in a Prince William County, Virginia courtroom. Their main argument will be to thwart the prosecution's plan to seek the death penalty. At issue, whether Muhammad was actually the trigger man in a fatal shooting at a gas station in the county last October. Prosecutors plan to prove that Muhammad was an instigator to the crime, making him eligible for capital punishment under Virginia law. Allison Brown, Manassas, Virginia.
And the parents of a 26-year-old Tampa, Florida woman who was raped and killed while attending graduate school at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge say today they are relieved the suspect in her death is now in custody. DNA evidence has allegedly linked Derek Todd Lee to that crime. He's also suspected of killing at least four other women in Louisiana. Lee was extradited to Louisiana yesterday after being arrested in Atlanta Tuesday. I'm Corey Morris, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Liger with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're all dressed up with places to go. You scoot behind the wheel, turn the key, but no go. Now you're just all dressed up. What's to blame? Battery or starter? When I come back, I'll tell you.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X, protection you can see.
When cars won't start, it's always frustrating. What's the culprit, battery or starter? Here's how to tell. If it's night, turn on your headlights. If they don't come on, of course it's the battery. But if they do, leave them on and try to crank your car. If they dim or go out, the battery's to blame. During daylight, try the same test with your horn. If your lights and horn operate normally when you try to crank your car, guess what? It's the starter. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
That is me. And another day of Peter Werby doing his own thing, rocking the free world somewhere in the United States. I'm Julene Jordan, and thanks for being here, everyone. You know, there are about three hot topics that I just don't know which to hit first. But I think the one to hit first is what is most, well, probably closest to you, and that's your pocketbook, and that is the money, and that is this tax giveaway to the billionaires and the millionaires, and taking more money away from people for, let's say, the whole child tax. Well, you know, I have someone here, believe it or not, who you've heard before on the Peter Werby Show, well, for about 3 years now, about every day of the Peter Werby Show. You might recognize this voice. It's our special secret guest today. How you doing? Say hello.
Hello, America.
Oh, you know, it's Billy. It's Billy from Santa Cruz, who at one time, no latte, one time you had your own talk show. So you're qualified to do this. I thought you're visiting, you're in town, and you are here at my studio, and I'm glad to have you here.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot of fun. And it's not going to be anything like when it's you and Peter, you know.
Well, I know that because Peter and I, you know, we so agree on so many things, and I think we like it that way. But you don't so much always agree with Peter and I.
No, I really don't play well with others.
But you are pretty much on the same path as we are.
Well, you know, I share the general direction, and if you mean the disgust for a fascist America, I'm not too excited about it. That's the direction we're going in.
Okay, so you read the newspaper this morning. You get up. You're on vacation, by the way, in Florida. You're headed to the Bahamas, by the way. That's what you're doing here. You didn't come just to see me. It was just a stop on the way.
I'm really here just to see you. I don't want to scare you, and so I told you about the Bahamas.
And at this point, we'll say hi to your wife, Barbara.
Oops. Yes, hi, Barbara. Mom. Everybody.
Your whole family is listening right now. So to all of you, hey, you can join in the fun. It's not just the Billy and Julene show today. It's you, 1-800-TALK-YES. And we also we have someone on the line, but let's talk real quick. Yesterday, I think this is highly, highly inappropriate. After the tax cut, the tax giveaway is signed, there's a party for it, in a grand ceremony in the East Room of the White House. Meanwhile, there are a lot of people around the United States not partying at all. In fact, crying some big elephant tears over what's happening because they figured out that this tax cut isn't going to do anything for them. Billy?
I'm depressed, and this country is in a depression. And if you're doing great, I'd like to hear it, because everyone I talk to, their businesses are suffering. So call us up and tell us how great you're doing, please.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. If anyone is really raking it in. Well, I had on the website last night, hey, are you rich? Hey, are you rich and married? Oh, well, then you are, you should be very happy. You win. You are the winner in George W. Bush's America. And just keep in mind, I go through, this is Bob Herbert in the New York Times today, that this tax cut could save Dick Cheney $100,000 a year. Meanwhile, we have people who are going to get something like, I don't know, $78 or something like that. Billy, something's wrong with this picture.
That's you, Jalene. You're the one getting $78. You should know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I'm not celebrating. And let's take a phone call. What do you think? Let's go to Joe in Brookings. He wants to tell us what our show is about. Okay. I'm glad someone has the guts to do so. No, we need some help.
Yeah. Speaking of the all the great things Bush administration is doing, of course, you know that Bush signed something yesterday, I guess. I thought it was a joke at first, is he was going to raise the debt ceiling $1 trillion.
Yeah, and this is what he said. He signed this bill quietly. He quietly signed the bill. Shh.
Yeah, well, you want to know why?
Why?
You want to know why he was so quietly signs it? Because was it a week or two before the Pentagon comes out and tells everyone, hey, we're missing $1 trillion. We've looked all over the Pentagon for this $1 trillion, and we can't find it anywhere. You know, kind of like, you know, how Sean Connery in that movie had the cure for cancer, and he lost it.
And not funny about anything to do with cancer. I'm not laughing at that. But
I know,
and
but
I haven't seen the movie, but I can see what you're saying.
You have that $1 trillion that the Pentagon lost, don't you?
Yeah, well, you know, I had $1 billion on me in cash, and I just lost it. I've been looking all over the house for it, and
you
I
just can't find it, huh?
And yeah, you know, I really kind of need it too, you know. And this is ridiculous. I don't hear anyone in Capitol Hill. I don't hear any of these presidential candidates and these Democratic Party wannabes.
How about what about our buddy Howard Dean? He's called for a repeal of the $350 billion tax cut.
Well, of course, like he should.
But, no, you think he might be campaigning?
He's doing a good job, and Kucinich is my guy, and I'm considering voting for Howard Dean. I have to hear a little bit more from him. But, I mean, I'm talking about the $1 trillion missing in the Pentagon. Now Bush wants to raise the $1 trillion debt ceiling. I don't hear anybody, I don't hear the media talking about this at all. It's an absolute crime.
Joe.
What's that?
So, you know, this tax cut that they keep talking about, they use the following term. We're going to give you back your own money. Joe, if we're in deficit and we need to raise the ceiling over $1 trillion, then isn't their money already spent?
Yeah, well, you're not allowed to ask questions like that on the radio.
Well, you know, that's the question at some point we have to move into, and that is, how do you explain the failure of the media to really take these people on?
That's a good question. Give me back the microphone, Billy. No, I'm just kidding.
I
told Peter. I told Peter that Billy from Santa Cruz, who loves his latte, is going to be hanging out at my house. He goes, now, Jalene, you be controlling that microphone.
What media? It's all owned by six companies, and there are any of these six companies Gonna talk about, you know, who the tax cut is really going to. Mm-hmm. Hell, my brother last year he got a big old tax cut, a tax refund of $28.
Whoa, your brother and who does he vote for? Just out of curiosity, I hope he's not a Republican.
My family is pretty conservative because my half of the family voted for Nader, and my cousins all voted for Gore. So I mean, you know, we're pretty conservative.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's...
So I mean, you know, we got a couple of in-laws that voted for Bush, but I mean, they're not blood or anything, so they don't count.
All right, Joe. Hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you calling. He just hangs up like that. Joe, he is so fast. 1-800-TALK-YES, the numbers. Listen to this one, Billy. This is what Bush said as he was surrounded at the East Room signing ceremony. Tax relief matters a lot to the average citizen here in America. We have passed a bold package of tax relief for America's families and businesses, which will help turn our recovery into a lasting expansion that reaches every single corner of America. I say, what a bunch of bull.
Well, now, here's the real truth. The fact is that there's this child care credit that was supposed to go up.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
And for some of the poorest people in America, people who make just above the minimum wage, turns out they're not getting that $1,000.
It was something, I think, if they have a family, I don't know how many in the family, but $27,000. So they don't get the breaks.
Nope, they're staying right where they were. It's a $500 break for them, going to $1,000 for richer people, as always.
As always, absolutely. So, yeah, we hear Bush spewing out his rhetoric of evilness.
It's not rhetoric, it's lies. Let's call it.
Okay, let's call it what it is. It is lies. And, you know, I was going to make a theme for the show today, and you just reminded me of that, about the lies. It's one after another. We call it this whole, if it's a lie and a racket as far as the economic system. It's a lie and a racket as far as our foreign policy is going. And here's a part of the lie, Billy. Here is a part of the lie, listeners. The Baghdad bunker. Remember that? Well, that was the big spectacular bombing on opening night, as they called it, of Iraq. The big spectacular bombing in which it was the bid to kill Saddam Hussein. They thought they might get him. Hey, you know what? We didn't get him. CBS Evening News reports there is no trace of a bunker, no trace of bodies at the site. What a shocker.
You mean it was just another sort of image thing, another Bush lie?
It was another lie, one lie after another. Meanwhile, hey, the war's over, right? U.S. soldiers kill 3 teens and wound 7 others in an Iraqi wedding parade. An Iraqi wedding parade. You know, they do shoot guns off over there in celebration.
And then the bullets fall to earth. We know not where, except maybe somebody's skull.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I have to tell you, I read these stories. I read about anyone who works hard for a living here in the United States. And think about these people who have 3 jobs trying to make it happen, trying to feed and clothe their kids and pay for health care because they probably don't have insurance. They are absolutely screwed in the present system.
How are they going to vote next election?
I'd like to see them vote anywhere to the left.
Well, you know, certainly they need to figure out that everything that Bush said about himself, about the compassionate part of conservative, it just turned out to be a lie. And yet I'm not sure that there is this groundswell of let's get rid of Bush. I'm not hearing it.
I mean, we hear it here on the show. We hear it here at the IE America Radio Network. We hear it on Sirius Left Satellite. We hear it, or we read it on CommonDreams.org or BuzzFlash.com or some of these other progressive sites that we gather information from. But you're right, in the main. But I was pretty surprised at this one, the CBS Evening News. I mean, that's getting pretty mainstream to be saying, hey, there were no bunkers. Most of these other stories about no weapons of mass destruction and things like that aren't really hitting the mainstream media still, just as a lot of the stories about where the money is really going with Bush's tax cut in America.
The only place that the war is over is in the media. Obviously, for the soldiers in Iraq, they're getting killed.
Yeah, they're getting killed. I have, in fact, some information around here, too, about getting killed on a daily basis over in Iraq. So we're just about to the end of the segment. We have no guests this hour. You're the only one. I kind of left it wide open because, you know, I know how you've always called in and we cut you off after about how long?
It's never enough time.
So this is a good time for you to get it all out, Billy. What's that? We want to hear from the listeners, of course. 1-800-TALK-YES. Oh, also, I haven't even mentioned the email today. It's calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. And we read the emails live on the air if you like them. We'll just do first names, however you like. But this is a great way in case you don't like talking on the air, which a lot of people don't like to talk on the air. We understand that. Hey, here's an email from Joe. Let's quick read. It leaves out, this is an article on MSNBC talking about the $44 trillion. Wait, here we go. Oh, here's the one. He can't wait to spend the $89 he's going to get this year. Perhaps he won't have to pay back the $200 this year. That was a joke. Remember when you got that money? You had to pay it back. Always remember that. It's Julene Jordan in for Peter Werby. Special guest, Billy from Santa Cruz. Or Billy Sunshine's your radio name. Yeah. He's many things, that's for sure. 1-800-TALK-YES. Give us a call.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
This message is brought to you from American Atlantic Financial Corporation. Doesn't it pique your interest to discover how profits could potentially be made in markets like sugar, coffee, gold, foreign currencies, grains, unleaded gasoline, heating oil? Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive a free video called Power, Performance, and Possibilities at no cost or obligation by just dialing toll-free 1-888-247-8400. That's 1-888-247-8400. American Atlantic Financial Corporation specializes in identifying undervalued opportunities and brings them to qualified investors. Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive our latest recommendation. For your free investor's kit and video called Power, Performance, and Possibilities, call toll-free 1-888-247-8400. The call is free. The video is free by just dialing 1-888-247-8400. Futures and options involve significant risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into Tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Werby reminding you that my show is now being broadcast from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the IE America Radio Network. It's the same show filled with engaged, intelligent talk featuring not just you, the listener, but also a wide range of interesting guests. So if you want to leave right-wing hate radio in the 20th century where it belongs, join me, Peter Werby, weekdays 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time for something entirely different.
Are you tired of being yelled at, preached at, lectured to, demagogued, ridiculed, moralized, proselytized, and abused? Why don't you try something new? Join me, Nancy Skinner, on IE America Radio Network, where we can discuss the issues of the day from a whole new and healthier perspective. Nobody gets fed to the lions. Everybody has a right to their opinions. And the best thing is you walk away feeling better about life.
That's Nancy Skinner's Radio Vox Pop. Weekdays from 10 to noon Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Thank you very much and welcome back. And I've been told I need to say the phone number slower. Didn't know I had a producer along with the deal with Billy visiting. 1-800-TALK-YES. Is that better? 1-800-825-5937. Open lines on the Peter Werby Show. It is the Peter Werby Show, taken over by me since he is gone today. We'll both be back on Monday. Tomorrow, Curtis Ellis is going to be stuffing in and doing the show himself. I'll be off, and you will be in the Bahamas.
Yes, I will listen to the show on the air. Do you have a station in the Bahamas?
No, but we need one. Maybe you could do some work for us and get us a gig while we're there. That would be good. We're talking about a couple of things, mainly about the racket known as the economic system and the signing of this big tax cut. I'm from Iowa, and old Senator Grassley, as my friend's mother was very involved in Chuck Grassley's campaign. I have a lot of, you know, Republican history, you know that, Billy. And she used to call him Chuckles. Oh, old Chuckles. We have economic anxiety in this country, he says. Tax relief eases economic anxiety. Can you believe the nerve of these people?
It's just another lie. You know, tax relief helps out where it's needed, people who need the money. The rich don't have any anxiety.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Life is good. And, hey, I'm not saying no tax cuts where Peter Werby says no tax cuts for the rich. I don't say that. I just say, come on, let's bring it where the people really do have a grave, and that, no pun intended, necessity. Let's go out to Santa Cruz where we have a caller calling in. You got some response already. It's Russ from Santa Cruz, and welcome.
Hey, Jolene and Billy.
Homeboy.
Hey. Hey, Russ. I was listening, and I heard Billy on there, and he was coming in so clear, and then I found out he's in Florida, right?
He's sitting right next to me in my studio, yeah.
Wow. Pretty cool.
What's that?
That's pretty cool.
It's very cool, yeah. He invited himself, and so I said yes.
It's foggy in Santa Cruz today.
Well, it's been, Billy, since you got here, it's rained every day.
More rain than I've ever seen, 12 inches in one night.
Can you believe that? Yeah. So a little fog's nothing out there in Santa Cruz. What's going on, Russ?
Not much. I got to see Kucinich on Sunday night.
Oh, out there in California?
In Santa Cruz.
Oh, wonderful.
That was pretty refreshing to hear him.
Isn't he amazing?
Yeah.
What kind of turnout did he get?
The place was sold out.
Yes. Good.
And, you know, we got there an hour ahead of time, and the only tickets that were left were, like, the most expensive ones, but I figured it was going towards a good cause.
Oh, good job, Russ. Yeah,
so,
it's the cause right now, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. So it was, you know, it was just a really good crowd, and I think he really needs to kind of fight fire with fire and really speak out. I mean, some of the guest speakers were, I think, coming out with more of the issues.
Right.
But he did talk a lot about his Department of Peace, which I thought that was a good thing. And I know it was just really refreshing to hear somebody that could talk in complete sentences other than Bush, who's, you know, always
speaking in sound bites, right?
Fragments.
Can a man who presided over a bankruptcy of a major American city be elected president, or won't they just keep hitting him over the head with that?
I have no idea.
You're talking about Kucinich?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You were telling us about that one.
Is that Cleveland?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He was the boy mayor of Cleveland, and then of course the city went into bankruptcy. Maybe not his fault.
I would say he was the mayor. Not his fault. Well, we're going to forgive him, Billy. We're forgiving him, damn it. You're going to forgive him, right, Russ?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
One other thing.
Go ahead.
With this tax cut, it's like, you look at the priorities of the administration, and what have they done since they've been in office except, you know, fight for, you know, Arctic drilling or right-wing judges or the tax cut? I mean, they haven't accomplished anything. I don't see why people would even
You know what they have, Russ? They've accomplished one big thing. It's called greed. And they've passed that with flying colors. Hey, thanks for calling in. We have Dave calling in from Philadelphia. Your calls, 1-800-TALK-YES.
Yeah.
That okay, Billy?
And we're playing all your favorites, but right now I have a pair of free tickets to tonight's big concert for the third caller. Oh, let's go to the phone lines. They are heating up, and let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Ms. Shannon Johnson?
Yes, yes it is.
Oh, you sound very excited.
I am.
Well, Ms. Johnson, I have good news.
I'm the third caller.
No, I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show, 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller.
Even though there has been a lot of political maneuvering over the practice of companies moving their headquarters overseas to avoid federal taxes, many of those companies still do big business with the federal government. In the last year, such tax-dodging corporations made more than $1 billion off of federal contracts. The biggest winner was Accenture, a descendant of the Arthur Andersen accounting firm before it was broken up in the wave of corporate scandals. Last year, Bermuda-based Accenture made more than $660 million from federal government contracts.
Many women truck drivers have long complained of a glass ceiling in the trucking industry. Now, women truckers in Pittsburgh and Baltimore have a chance to make their case in court. A pair of lawsuits brought this week in two federal courts charges the PJAX trucking company routinely hired men over women and did nothing to stop managers from sexually harassing female employees. PJAX denies any charges of wrongdoing.
The British government says it will block the adoption of a constitution for the European Union unless some of the rights outlined in a draft charter are deleted. The draft includes several lists of rights that would be guaranteed to all European citizens. British ministers have a problem with the labor rights proposal. They believe workers should not be guaranteed the right to strike or act collectively to change or improve their working conditions, and they do not want citizens to have rights which may supersede UK law.
Civil rights are on hold in Peru as the government tries to quell massive strikes that have emptied schoolhouses and slowed commerce in the South American nation to a crawl. Thousands of Peru's farmers are demanding greater tariffs and a reduction in the sales tax put on their crops. School teachers, meanwhile, are continuing their two-week strike for the raises they were promised 2 years ago but never received. Hospital workers and judicial clerks are striking as well.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Thank you very much. We have several phone calls, but we must do what we do every day at 2:30, 3 p.m. Eastern, and that is the Jim Hightower Minute. Here it is.
In case you thought Washington couldn't get one whit weirder, meet John Graham. He's been installed by George W. as the czar of federal regulations, and his unstated assignment is to weaken or kill any rule designed to protect your and my health and well-being if that rule is deemed by big corporations to be too strong, too inconvenient, or, worst of all, too effective. Graham is a notorious right-wing laissez-faire nutball who has made a career fronting for corporations that want to escape our nation's health, labor, environmental, and other laws. Through a corporate-funded outfit he calls the Harvard Institute of Risk Assessment, He has given raw corporate greed quasi-academic cover by issuing studies claiming that, say, an anti-pollution rule protecting people's health has to be balanced against a polluting corporation's need for profit. How nutty is this guy? Graham recently engineered a Bush change in America's environmental policy, decreeing that henceforth any regulation to limit pollution should consider the relative monetary value of people's lives based on their age. For example, instead of basing clean air enforcement on the assumption that all lives saved by clean air are worth the same, Graham wants to rig the rules so that older people's lives are discounted in value. He's even got a price tag for you. If you're under 70, you're worth $3.7 million. But if you're older than that, he knocks down your value to only $2.3 million. This new Bush policy has been dubbed the senior so unprincipled and nutty that the head of the EPA has publicly disowned it, saying EPA will not, I repeat not, use an age-adjusted analysis in decision-making. Graham, however, says that while the senior death discount will not be applied now, he still will push it as official Bush policy. This is Jim Hightower saying, to help stop this kook, check out the National Resources Defense Council, NRDC.org.
Thank you, Jim. Tells it like it is each and every day right here on the Peter Werby Show at 2:33 p.m. Eastern. And Jillian Jordan here, a reminder of that as well. In for Peter Werby this week. Tomorrow, actually, Curtis Ellis, our entertainment and cultural correspondent, will be taking over and doing the show as I head off out and about. And Billy Sunshine, Billy from Capitola, Billy from Santa Cruz, drinking latte and sitting right next to me in my studio. Welcome again.
Well, thanks.
It's good to have you here. And it's weird because I have never had anyone in my studio. And it may not ever happen again. Maybe you.
How does it feel?
It's fun. Yeah, it's very good. I like it. I'm not an egomaniac, so I like to share. Okay? Yeah. You are.
I am an egomaniac.
Okay. Let's go out to, we're going to Philadelphia. Yes, David is in Philadelphia. He called 1-800-TALK-YES. And
hello?
You're live on the air, David. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, great. Thanks for calling.
I wanted to look at the discussion you were having about the what you call the Bush lies from a slightly different angle and get your thoughts. I wanted to look a little bit at from a historical perspective.
Sure.
It seems in the Vietnam War, the Gulf of Tonkin incident was a fabrication.
Right.
All the way back to World War One, the American public was never told that the Lusitania carried munitions. The outrage about it was that it was a, you know, an innocent civilian ship. And also, President Wilson agreed to loan money to the Allies and eventually we gave him well more than $20 billion, but said it was okay with him as long as it never put in writing. And I'm not looking for a conspiracy theory that would possibly take in World War One and Vietnam and the recent Gulf War, but is there something endemic to our system or to the American character? Why is it?
Certainly. Wait, someone's clamoring. Hold on.
David, I think that we're supposed to accept the fact that all governments must lie sometimes. But if that's true, you know, why should young people sign up for wars if they can't trust their presidents to tell them the truth? It's a dichotomy I really don't think we can live with, especially when the lies become, well, so hot and heavy as they have here.
Right, right. Any response to that, David?
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, that is kind of
a whole other question.
Okay, I was going to say, you're going with our theme there, which is all about Bush's lies, and
yes.
We hear now that the bunker, the Baghdad bunker, another lie. Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
Well, this is on a different subject. I just want to say on Dennis Kucinich,
yeah,
which Billy had a comment on, I think in the interest of full disclosure, he should admit that he can't be objective about Mr. Kucinich because Mr. Kucinich is a vegetarian.
Oh! Hey, listen. Now I love him even more. And Billy said, and he's short too. See, I'm a short vegetarian. Hey, listen, you're sitting next to a short vegetarian. You better watch it, buddy.
There you go. I'm going to listen off the air because I can hardly hear Billy through the phone.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. And
bye.
Let's see to our next caller. We'll go. Let's see. It'd be up from here, up to Kentucky. It's Patrick. Patrick, thanks for calling the Peter Werby Show.
Yes, it's been a long time since I've spoken with you. This is Patrick from Kissimmee, Kentucky headquarters.
Oh, hey, yeah, welcome. We're talking about your man.
Yeah.
And our man.
Yeah. Well, you and I have something in common. You know, my mother...
Are you a short vegetarian, too?
What's that?
Are you a short vegetarian, too?
Well, no. My mother's registered Democrat, but she always votes Republican, so...
Really?
You know, it's almost like threatening to take me to jail if I try to speak my mind. You know?
Well, okay, so you have heard me say that I come from a Republican family.
Right.
Raised, and I found something the other day going through my old things, Billy, and to you, to Patrick, and to everyone. It said, hi, I wrote it in like second grade. My name is Julene Jordan, and I am a Republican. I'm going to frame it, and it's going in this office because it's just, I couldn't be further from that these days.
Yeah.
Send a copy to your dad. It'll make him happy.
It will.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about what someone said about Kucinich earlier, that he never bankrupted Cleveland. That is an outright lie.
Billy, you were wrong.
By the DLC and the Republicans, of course. You know, Terry McAuliffe does not want a progressive Democrat. They want a centrist. You know,
yeah, because Terry McAuliffe was a corporate criminal in his own right.
Right. I mean, if Thomas Jefferson were alive right now, he would be in jail, who was not a centrist. What was going on, and I think some people kind of are foggy on that issue, when Dennis was mayor in Cleveland in the early 70s, is that he kept the hospital from being privatized.
That's a real good thing.
The electrical municipalities from being privatized. So that is just an outright lie.
Okay. So did you buy into the lie, Billy?
I hear it so often that I believed it was true.
Oh, my gosh. You're one of those, what is it? We can't fool you all the time. What am I saying? All right. Well, that's good to know. And we appreciate you calling in with that information. Thanks, Patrick, for calling in from Kentucky, that is. And it looks like someone else may be calling to correct you on that one. Ed from Dayton, Ohio. Hi, Ed.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
Actually, I was just calling to talk about another different Bush lie.
Okay, bring it on. Well, it's all about the lies today.
The tax cut. When he recently spoke and talked about how this tax cut is going to have a profound job creating effect throughout the land. And,
yes.
And that is nonsense. The
Absolute
reason that
nonsense.
They're doing this tax cut is, if you really want to know, go look at the Common Dreams News Center, and there's an article in there that was posted on Tuesday from the New York Times by Paul Krugman.
Right, I read that.
And basically he's reviewing that Financial Times article where they consider that one of the only reasons they might have for passing such irresponsible tax cuts is because they really want a fiscal train wreck so that they can downsize the government and put it out of the business of protecting people's health and well-being.
Yeah, they want to privatize everything. They want to privatize the dirt in your backyard.
You know, the Gilded Age returns.
Billy,
they want to go
comments?
Back to the 19th century when poor people went to old folks' homes where they starved to death and people were running around. Well, we already have a lot of homeless in the streets now.
In fact, coming up next hour at half past the hour, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, we have a guest who is going to be talking about that, John Parvensky, president of the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless. And he has done some amazing work in this area. We're going to find out exactly the state of the homeless.
I just wanted to say one other thing.
Sure.
And that is, if the Democrats do not develop some guts,
some cojones.
Yes, exactly. And and stand up for liberal and progressive principles in the next election cycle.
Yeah.
Then they might as well forget it. Because
a lot of people
they
share
have
that
been
sentiment,
equivocating.
Right.
We've got to get rid of Terry McAuliffe and Daschle.
Oh, yeah.
They're
especially Daschle. Especially Daschle because he's in there.
We need people. You know, Harry Truman would be rolling in his grave And he wasn't the most liberal of Democrats if he saw the kind of equivocating that these people do. I mean, you can look at them and see that they really don't have any kind of ability to put forward anything. They only react.
Yeah. There is not one progressive bone in their body.
It seems to me that they're so desperate for re-election that they don't want to offend anyone and will only react to polls. What they can't seem to do is lead in a positive direction.
They need to take a cue from the Texas Democrats.
Well, yeah, leaving the state looked like a good move, but did you hear about the law they did manage to pass where they have to lie in abortion clinics that abortion causes cancer?
I know. I know. Well, the thing is, the agenda there is controlled by the Republican Party.
It seems to me, though, that as you point out, I can't even think of the Democrats as my friends. I have to look at the legislature as my active enemy these days. Am I just too far out there, or is that the way we ought to see it?
Well, if it gets to that point, if it is to that point, then electoral reform politics are not likely to succeed. I mean, if the government is actually being perceived by enough people as being illegitimate,
rebellion. Billy's saying rebellion. We need to have a revolution is exactly what I was just going to say. And one of our listeners, Bill in Seattle, and I, we are revolutionaries. We have decided you're a revolutionary, Billy. You want to join in with us, Ed?
Well, I don't want to give up just yet on electoral politics.
Okay, all right.
But I will
what
say
is it
this.
About
if the Democrats,
is it,
the Democrats do not get off their collective behind, then we will need another strategy.
Ed, let me ask you a question. What is it about the stolen election, number one? Number two, for example, I come from Santa Cruz, where California voted for medical marijuana 77%, but the feds don't respect our votes. What makes you think that it isn't already corrupt beyond saving?
That's a good point, Billy.
I'm not sure that it isn't.
Yeah,
I'm just saying
you're trying to be an optimist.
The next presidential election cycle will tell.
Yes, it will.
We will know for certain one way or another after that.
We need to all be screaming at the top of our lungs on a daily basis from now until then.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
All right, Ed, thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in from Dayton, Ohio. And we have a call. Yeah, it was an excellent call. You're right, Billy. And another call coming in, let's see, this time from Texas. Don't get a lot of calls from Texas. It's TJ. Hi, TJ. Thanks for calling 1-800-TALK-YES.
Hi, great show.
Well, thank you, Billy.
Great show. Thanks.
I was calling to talk about what seems to be the theme of the day, Kucinich and Bush.
Okay, Kucinich and Bush.
First, a point on Kucinich. If we're going to go for full disclosure, he's actually a vegan.
Oh, he's a vegan. Oh, I like him even more.
The only vegan in Congress.
Okay, yeah, for people who don't know what a vegan is, it's someone who eats and basically wears no animal products. It's really dietary, but a true vegan goes and doesn't wear any leather. I do have some leather. Drink milk. I don't drink any milk. I don't do any of that. Great. Kucinich is just so much more my man today than he was even 5 minutes ago.
And I also wanted to talk just for a second about the issue of Cleveland going bankrupt.
Okay, yeah, and we were Billy was set straight on that one. Billy.
The story that I get comes from the Kucinich website, and it says that Cleveland under his watch went into default. But the reason that happened is because there was a deal made between a private electric company and the city of Cleveland Bank, which was trying to privatize the electric industry, the electric services in Cleveland. And Kucinich wanted to keep the electric services in Cleveland under public control.
You know, that's a really good explanation of it. The problem is, that kind of explanation is not one the American people will sit still for. You can't put it into a commercial. What you can put into the commercial is the misinformation I was giving that he ran it into bankruptcy.
Right.
We can't. You know, the American people aren't ready for that kind of subtlety. I don't know how Kucinich can be elected.
I know, and that's just so frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah. You bet.
I also had one other point about President Bush.
Okay. Sure.
Recently, I've taken up the exercise of reading the Declaration of Independence. It's a great document, really. It is.
All right, good for you.
And the more I read it, the more I just keep thinking they're talking about our King George rather than theirs.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We've said the little king, or we've had lots of little
right.
Caesar, and yeah.
Right. And there is one phrase in the Declaration that just speaks so powerfully to what is happening now. And it says in reference to King George III, he has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power.
And he has done that.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much in that document that makes me feel as I've been irresponsible as a citizen for not doing more to bring down this government that is damaging the country I so love.
I know. I feel the same way.
Yeah, I think we all do. And that's why when we hit the streets way back when, I was out there down here in Florida. We all have to be doing that. Like I said, scream loud, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise, because that just is not the path to take in order for us to have some sanity in this country. 1-800-TALK-YES. We have Dave in Silverdale, Washington. We have Tony in Washington, D.C., opposite ends there of the country. We'll take both of your calls next.
People do it every day.
I can play.
I can coach.
I can listen.
They do the simple, everyday things that can do the most to keep a kid off drugs. It's a fact. Kids who have something to do are less likely to do drugs. So if you can spare an hour or two,
you can keep a kid off drugs.
To find out about community drug prevention groups, call toll-free 1-877-KIDS-313. 1-877-KIDS-313. A public service message from the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
I say it's like fire.
No, I'd say blowtorch.
I describe it this way. Oh.
They're talking about the burn of indigestion and pain. How can you cool the burning fast? With Alka-Seltzer. Effervescent Alka-Seltzer is ready to go to work instantly to cool the burn of indigestion and pain fast. Alka-Seltzer with the refreshing lemon-lime taste. Nothing cools the burn of indigestion and pain faster. Use as directed.
All right, folks, while we have a minute, let's go up to the chopper with Brad Paul, get a traffic update. Brad, what do you see up there?
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Nothing you're going to want to hear about, unfortunately. You can expect major delays on the interstate. An overturned tractor trailer's got traffic backed up for about 25 miles. It's a real bad situation, Scott, but I do have good news.
What's that, Brad?
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
Announcing the Take Back America Conference, a progressive policy and action summit, June 4th, 5th, and 6th in Washington, D.C. On June 4th, 5th, and 6th, over 1,000 progressive leaders and activists from across the country will gather in the nation's capital to mobilize Take Back America and proclaim a new era of progressivism. This will be the largest and most diverse gathering of prominent progressive leaders in many years, and its impact will be dramatic. This is an unprecedented effort at a critical time in our nation's history. It is essential that the progressive majority develop a strategy that will confront the real issues America is facing with initiatives that can and will make a difference. For details and to register, visit www.ourfuture.org or call 800-833-1354. That's 800-833-1354.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
Oops. The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to Animal Talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Thank you very much and welcome back. And yes, in for Peter Werby today. He is actually down in Tennessee. He's doing some work for a newspaper that he's a part of. And he also is doing, you know, a little playing, but there's a meet and greet for Peter of people down in that area who listen to this program who wanted to meet him. So it's a little bit of fun and it's a little bit of work. I love it. Let's go to Dave in Silverdale, Washington. And Dave, you know, I know Peter always has a hard time saying Silverdale, but isn't it lovely how it just rolls off of my tongue?
It is. You said it as beautifully as the day is out here.
Oh, a nice day in Washington. Very good.
You guys, since the topic is the fearless leader's lies.
Yes.
It's kind of an easy topic. I think you guys could do that about 4 days a week and never run out of material.
Hey, that's great. Less work for me. Less research for me.
Exactly.
It's all because it's all out there. It's all out there for us to see.
Here's what I think is a big lie. And I say this, I'll give you my background, that I spent many years as a substance abuse counselor. And
okay.
I myself am a recovering alcoholic of 20-some years. And I think this whole thing about his sobriety or his conversion is a big lie. My internal, you know, when you work with alcoholics and drug addicts for years, you kind of develop an internal radar.
Yeah, you kind of know when someone's masking.
Yeah, and I don't see, and particularly after the pretzel episode, I didn't see someone who fell down a pretzel. That was someone who got drunk and fell down. And there's nothing sober in his thinking. And
he could get away with it. He could get away with getting wasted in the White House and no one knowing, right?
I mean, if you look back at, I mean, to put a serious spin on it, in the 80 election cycle with Reagan and his, you know, Bush Sr., there was a pivotal moment at a prayer breakfast, and Bush Sr. goes on to talk about his religious background. He talks about a father or a grandfather, something, who had been active in, I think, the Presbyterian Church. But he gave this real bland presentation. Reagan got up and made a statement that basically, you know, Christ is his savior, and he basically spoke the right code words to let the extra chromosome right know that I'm your guy. And he, in essence, reawoke this Christian right that had been originally Dixiecrats. They were wandering without a party after they were put out of the Democratic Party after the Civil Rights Movement. Reagan reinvigorated them. And the Bush cartel learned from that lesson, and they knew they needed to speak that language.
You know, even if he's a drunk, it's no excuse for the damage he's doing to this country.
Yeah,
oh,
that's,
absolutely.
That's true. But I think that is a good point, yeah. He's not fooling you, Dave, in Silverdale, Washington. Thanks for calling in. We'll take Tony's call in Washington, D.C. A couple other calls waiting, and you can call, too, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. A whole hour to go. With Julene Jordan and Billy, too.
You've been listening to The Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Hi, Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. The FBI has posted a nationwide alert for law enforcement agencies to be vigilant against possible chemical or biological attacks aimed at the U.S. The bulletin says terrorist organizations are intent on carrying out attacks against Americans that would result in mass casualties. The president is set to embark on a multi-continent trip to mark historic anniversaries, major summits, and meetings on peace. Priscilla Huff reports.
President Bush is one of 45 top leaders traveling to Russia for the 300th anniversary of St. Petersburg, the city built by Russian Tsar Peter the Great to turn his nation's focus to Europe. Then Mr. Bush flies to France for the Group of Eight summit, where French authorities are increasing security in advance of the meetings. A day and a half later, after skipping the centerpiece dinner, it's Egypt and talks with Arab leaders on peace for the Middle East. The next day, he crosses the Red Sea to speak again with Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas and also with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Before returning home, Mr. Bush will thank U.S. troops in Qatar. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Another U.S. soldier has been killed in Iraq, this time when his supply convoy came under fire from rocket-propelled grenades. Lieutenant General David McKiernan promises the American military is concentrating on eliminating any resistance in Iraq.
What I can tell you is that we will apply all the necessary combat power to make sure that that opposition is removed.
The soldier is among several killed in recent days. Medicare will take the stage in Congress when lawmakers return to work next week. Key House and Senate committees will begin trying to hammer out Medicare prescription drug plans while aiming for a vote on the legislation in both chambers in July. Both Republicans and Democrats have pledged to add a prescription drug benefit to Medicare. Both have fallen short on the promise for several years. More news in a moment.
You mean I could have diabetes and not even know it?
Then why would I want to know?
Heart disease, amputations, stroke, blindness, kidney disease. They all can be caused by diabetes. So it's critical that you know if you have it. But what makes diabetes so scary? Many people don't know when they have it because there are often no symptoms. Meanwhile, diabetes can be causing damage that will lead to serious problems later on. If you're over 45, you don't exercise, and you're overweight, you're at risk for diabetes. What should you do? See your doctor. Because a simple blood test can detect the problem. And with early treatment, you can prevent the devastating effects of diabetes. For more information, call the American Diabetes Association at 1-800-DIABETES. That's 1-800-DIABETES. Don't be blind to diabetes.
First-time jobless claims fell last week, but the number of people continuing to draw unemployment benefits rose to its highest level in about 18 months. Some 3.76 million Americans continued drawing jobless pay in the week ending May 17th, up 83,000 from the prior week. The Commerce Department reports that the gross domestic product grew at a revised annual rate of 1.9% between January and March. That's higher than the 1.6% estimated just a month ago. More news after this.
Mom, what's wrong?
My knees are killing me. I shouldn't have jogged this morning.
Today's my party. You gonna be okay?
I should be. The party's hours away.
And we have tons to do.
the moment of choice, Tylenol or Advil. Which works better to get you through the day? Truth is, Advil can give you longer-lasting relief, better relief than Tylenol for tough muscle aches and pain. And Advil is gentle on your stomach.
Mom, you look like you're having fun.
I really am.
For better relief, advance to Advil.
One of the world's largest management consulting firms says CEOs are being kicked out in record numbers. Booz Allen Hamilton's Senior Vice President Eric Spiegel says they've taken a look at the 2,500 largest companies in the world and found the forced turnover rate among CEOs is at a record high.
Shareholders and boards are becoming much more active in driving expectations for management. A lot more scrutiny and a lot more pressure, and that, of course, has led to a lot more transitions of CEOs.
The highest turnover rates are happening in utility companies, telecommunications firms, and energy companies. Bob Hope is 100 years old today. He was born in London on May 29, 1903. Hope is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most decorated individual in the world, with honors from the U.S. Navy and several Lifetime Achievement Awards. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Every era is known for its protests. In the 70s, it was anti-war. In the 80s, anti-fur. And when I come back, I'll peacefully demonstrate for a 90s revolution that's still the rage. And I lock brakes.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is, Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halfsies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about sumsies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
As the saying goes, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Well, anti-lock braking systems, or ABS, stands firmly for stopping and against locking. ABS originated in the aircraft industry, where stopping big, fast planes on short runways is critical. Adapted for panic stopping in cars, this sophisticated system uses a computer to sense when wheels are about to lock, then automatically regulates braking action. Now, don't protest. With anti-lock brakes, forget pumping. Just press firmly and let ABS do the rest. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
It's the Peter Werby Show with Julian Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julian Jordan.
Thank you very much, and welcome to another hour of the Peter Werby Program with me, Julian Jordan. That's right, filling in Peter's producer and co-host, and a special co-host today, a longtime listener. And you know what's funny is, well, I'll just say it's Billy from Santa Cruz. And Billy, welcome to the show again.
Well, thanks, Julian. You know, it's great to have won this contest, and everybody out there who want to call in, someday you might get a chance to co-host, so make those calls fun.
That was a fun contest, wasn't it, Billy? Anyhow, I equate you. I was thinking about how could I describe Billy to those who maybe are listening for the first time today. First of all, he's 6'5". He's a very tall man, 6'4", that is. But you're kind of like, you know, the morning zoo radio shows, Billy. You're kind of like the guy who goes out and stands on the street corner in a diaper to attract attention. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, thanks a lot.
But in a political sense, I'm going to switch it around. You don't do those things. You're the one who does the screaming for Peter and I. You're the one who really gets it out. Because that's you, Billy, right there. We're pretty zen people most of the time.
Well, you know, it's true. The fact that you have a regular show, I think you have to be nice and charming to your guests. Well, I don't have to be, so I can sort of tell the truth and tell it hard.
That's right. And that's why I thought, since you were in the area and we talked about it, I thought, you know, that is a good idea. Get Billy here and we'll do some radio together. We have been getting a lot of emails. Basically, what we're talking about today, being a good talk show host here and reintroducing, it's easy just to fly right into the next subject. Talking about, well, it's pretty simple, Bush's lies. And we're talking about the fact that everything is a lie. Everything is a lie. Think about Iraq, manufactured out of absolutely nothing. And what do we find out today? A lie. What about the racket called the economic system? A lie. What about just everything is a lie? Billy, are you going to go with me 100% on that?
You know, they told the truth when they told us they were going to allow a little more arsenic in our waters.
That's right. You know, you might have just a little bit more arsenic. Hope you don't mind. Okay. So we have some emails. So I think we should read these. You got a couple and I have a couple. This one here is from Tim. Last hour we were talking a lot about Dennis Kucinich, who we hope is going to be the next Democratic nominee for president of the United States. Finally, we could say president again rather than resident. My God. This is from Tim, who says, if Edwards or pro-war Kerry is the Democratic candidate, will you vote for him over Nader, another non-meat eater? And that's for me, because I didn't know Dennis Kucinich is a good vegan. Another reason to vote for him, just because I'm a vegetarian, what can I say?
And another reason America will think he's a flake and not elect him.
Exactly. Do you think I'm a flake because I don't eat meat?
Yes.
Okay. A done deal. We can agree on that. Would I vote for him over Nader? That's a good question. In fact, we talked about this for 3 hours on the show yesterday. I don't think I can vote for Nader because my opinion, and this is my opinion, and hey, I'm not an expert. I'm a talk show host. I'm an entertainer. I'm a mediator. I'm an MC.
You're an expert American.
An expert American.
Oh.
Yes. And so I would, unfortunately, I would rather see one of these Democrats in office than Bush any day. I can't go with the Nader politics, even though I love a lot of his environmental policies. I love a lot of his humanitarian policies.
I'll never forgive Nader for his lie that the Republicans, having them elected, would be no different than the Democrats.
Yeah, that was a little much. I mean, do you think that Bush is a little bit different than how Gore or any of the Democrats would have been?
Because I'm not a Democrat, but let me tell you something. I would so much have preferred a Democratic party to this Republican regime. We need regime change.
Yeah, it's a regime and it's a racket. And I'm not a Democrat either, Billy. Hey, hey, it's okay. We can remain friends, right? No, we're just kidding. As long as you're not a Republican, you can sit next to me in this studio. Why don't you read an email for us?
Well, this one compliments you, so I want to read it. Hello to the lovely and brilliant Julene and to Brother Billy. Folks, I know this is an old question, but how do we change the minds of the 50 to 60% who love the country most when it's at war and who hear we're going to get your money back on the network news all the time? I got lost here. Anyway, this is from Richard. He believes that the logic and the evidence to the contrary should be obvious to the American people, and he wonders why we're not hearing from you all.
Oh, yes. That is a good, it is an old question. It's a common question, a repeated question, but never old because it is a valid question, Richard. It is such a valid question. How do we get them to change? Well, first of all, we need them to hear and read our message more because they're saturated by the mainstream media. The message isn't getting out there. In fact, I was just so shocked to read the CBS Evening News reported that this Baghdad bunker on the opening day of that spectacular showing in Iraq, against Iraq, was nothing. It was another Bush lie. Let's see what we have here. We have Mark in Cleveland listening on the Internet. I just tuned in, so I don't know if you mentioned this today. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've mentioned this just a time or two, Billy. Yesterday, the right wing was celebrating Bush signing their great tax cut for the rich. What did they not mention? What they did not mention is that hours earlier, in secret, he signed a bill lifting the country's debt ceiling to over $1 trillion. Funny how they forgot to mention this. So much for the phrase fiscal conservative.
You know, let's talk about Bush's secrets. Since Bush is in office, suddenly presidential papers are to be sealed and to be secret. Since Bush is in office, the energy policy is made in secret. I mean, the energy policy for an America that's having trouble with energy is done in secret? I guess that's because only Enron was there.
You know what? We forgot Tony in Washington, D.C., who's standing by. Tony, I am so sorry. We're just so engrossed.
That's okay.
I so apologize. Tony called in 1-800-TALK. Yes, please. Speak.
1-800-TALK-YES.
Good job, Tony.
Thank you.
Good job.
How you doing, Bill? We never met, though, but we are brothers of the same political mind.
Hey, bro.
Can you, if you don't mind, Julian, can I ask my question?
Ask. Listen, I don't have a big ego. I'm giving Billy time out of the goodness of my heart.
Thank you.
I think he's darn good.
I'm going to take my question off air. Billy, give me a pragmatic solution to the Greens versus their, you know, Greens versus the Democrats, and how they can come up with a coherent strategy that even though they may not get what they want, but, you know.
Don't go away. Don't take your, because I may need you to say, to respond to this.
Yeah, okay. And how can they, I mean, everybody knows that they aren't corporations to have their hands in, because no matter what situation or political climate, it's interest, it's not political affiliation. So I'd just like to hear what you have to say.
So the question is, how can the Greens and the Democrats come
right,
to
reconcile?
Sure. Well, you know, let's just first do the easy part, and we'll do the Monday morning quarterbacking first, and let's look back.
Okay.
Clearly what should have happened was when it was obvious that Nader was certainly not going to win, not even going to do importantly well, but that it was close for Gore. Gore should have been enough of a leader. Nader should have been enough of a man that they got together, and Nader would have thrown his support to Gore in return for a couple of cabinet posts, particularly energy and the environment. That's how they can get together. What do you think?
What about now?
I still think that's the way to go, that the Democrats actually have to get together with the Greens and start out together through the entire campaign, understanding that we're going to give the Greens the power that we want to see them try to yield to make this a cleaner, better America.
I just don't see it any other way, and thank you for your honesty and your answer, and keep giving them you-know-what.
That would be hell, and I'll say it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Another phone call coming from coast, I should say, Tim in Hartford, Connecticut. Hey, Tim, welcome to the program, and thanks for calling.
I'm trying to remind you guys, you know, the scum that was in the previous election called the Democrats, you remember Bill Clinton running down to put someone to death who was already a man who was mentally retarded? He right. decided that for campaign purposes, he'd run down and sign and make sure that this guy was put to death to prove out his manhood.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. And the Democrats are, we've said time after time, many of them are just as crooked and just as opportunistic as the Republicans. We're not sitting here as Democrats speaking to you.
Remember crying about how his sister died of cancer? And then what did he literally do? He went to a tobacco-packed fundraiser.
Yeah. It's disgusting,
you know?
Isn't it?
So when, you know, I tried to defend Ralph for a long time about there really is no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans in the absolute corruption, and I mean corruption of the political. There are individual Democrats who are very good and very much trying, but on a national scale, whether it's Terry McAuliffe or these people now running around trying to get as much corporate money, there is no difference.
Well, you're certainly right that a guy like Terry McAuliffe, the fact that he's still head of the Democratic Party, I find astonishing. You know, he did fail miserably. And as you point out, that so many of them are in league with the corporate criminals. But to say that there's no difference, you see, we wouldn't be giving money to churches. We wouldn't, for example, be having this religious orgasm of superstition and saying that we're not going to do scientific research. When did the president become the scientist? You know, there's a big difference whether we all end up getting Alzheimer's or not.
That's true. And also other diseases like multiple sclerosis, you're talking about stem cell research. One of my best friends has MS, and she would give anything for that to happen.
And, you know, to go back to the past, if the best thing you can say about George Bush was that Clinton was bad, too, you lose.
No, no, absolutely not. I mean, but I think we've got to vote for something more positive and progressive, you know,
right,
and vote for our wishes instead of our fears. I hear so much of this, you know, things were going to be absolutely terrible. I survived Reagan. Didn't you all survive Reagan?
You know, we did survive Reagan, and I guarantee you, if you look around, you'll find that Bush is doing a lot more damage to this country than Reagan.
Well, everybody said all that stuff, you know, that Reagan was going to be the end of the world. He was an actor. He was
but Bush
put
is really making that happen, though. Bush is actually doing so. He really is. I mean, you just need to look at every single assault, whether it be on the environment, whether it be on your pocketbook. Are these tax cuts a good thing for you, Tim?
Oh, absolutely not. But so many of the Democrats voted for them. And, you know, people like Lieberman,
right,
who was a very strong possibility.
But
know,
you think they would
leading,
create
you know,
them?
For my
do
home
think
state, it's that they're saying we need, you know, tax cuts that will be skewed for the rich.
Tim.
You know, these are...
Okay, well, I don't know what happened there. But, let me go back there a second. Tim said that the Democrats voted for these tax cuts. Well, Tim, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, would they have created these tax cuts? Would they have gone for $750 billion to begin with, do you think?
The fact of the matter, they're not even arguing against it. They're just talking, you know, they're trying to, you know, put forth their compromise.
You're right,
you know,
that they didn't
more,
stand up.
You know, to the rich. You know, if
they
were
going
to
continue this
for
in
a lot
just
of the
a minute.
Lower class, the middle class, that'd be one thing. But, you know, these Democrats trying to split
okay.
the middle.
Got to wrap you up. Thanks for calling in. And you're right. You're right about a lot of things. But come on. We'll be right back. 1-800-TALK-YES.
When I was 12, my father was killed in an industrial accident at a
vacant lot
where he worked. My mother insisted I stay in
the highway on-ramp
to get an education. So she took a job waiting tables at a
parking garage
to support us. She worked double shifts. And on her break, she would pick me up from
the highway on-ramp
and drop me off at the big
office building.
And I'd spend hours and hours just reading books. I remember every Saturday we'd have breakfast at the
parking garage.
And I'd tell her what I had read. And her eyes would just light up because she knew I'd end up in college, not working at the
vacant lot
like my dad.
When we lose a historic place, we lose a part of who we are. To learn how you can help protect places in your community, visit nationaltrust.org. History is in our hands. A message brought to you by the National Trust for Historic Preservation and the Ad Council.
Attention all plaintiffs. If personal injury, medical malpractice, accident, or other disaster has left you helpless and desperate, call now 800-586-5493 and receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Express lawsuit funding provides no risk, no payments needed cash to people with pending lawsuits. The money is yours until your case settles. You pay nothing. We only collect when your lawsuit settles. Call us now, 800-586-5493. Your lawsuit has merit, and the cash is yours to do with whatever you need. Take care of living expenses, credit cards, car payments. No payments needed until your case settles. No employment requirements. No credit checks. Call now, 800-586-5493. Your cash is waiting for your call. Express Lawsuit Funding is waiting to help you. Call 800-586-5493.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julian Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julian Jordan.
Good to be here and with my sidekick today. Helping me out, it's Billy from Santa Cruz. And your radio name is Billy Sunshine. I like that name.
My wife will not let me use my real name because I get people upset on the radio.
Listen, I'm surprised I use my own name, but you get people a lot more upset than I do. We'll go to, unless people just don't like my message, which I got an email about that. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's head out to New Jersey and a caller. Peter is in New Jersey. And
hi,
thank you for coming.
How y'all doing?
Hey.
Doing great.
Great.
Hey.
I just, I'm not sure if you happen to see the article in today's New York Times about the tax cut and it's where they eliminated the child credit for low income people.
I did, in fact. I just was looking more into that. Yeah, tell us a little bit about it. This is where lower-income families are getting screwed again.
Yes.
Basically.
Essentially, if your family and your income is $10,500 annually or less, you don't pay any federal income tax. This child credit.
It's also up to $26,000, too, I think. Right?
Yes, but once you get above, say, $10,500, you start paying federal income tax.
Okay.
So by rights, they are entitled to the child care credit because they're paying into the federal tax system.
Sure.
But apparently in the back room somewhere, in order to get the money for the states, the $20 billion that they wanted out, they decided simply to eliminate the child care credit for families making $26,500 or less.
Yeah, and this is what they say, a last-minute revision by House and Senate leaders.
And it is unconscionable. And
it really is.
The concept of compassionate conservatism...
Oh, what a joke.
It's vile.
It's another lie. Billy, thank you for saying that again. That's our theme of the show today.
It's unbelievable. Thanks for a great show.
Absolutely.
Continuing to listen in New Jersey. Have a great day.
Okay. Have a great day in Jersey.
Again, I'm going to ask this question again. What I don't get is that since the Bush administration is just, you know, putting arsenic in the water, destroying poor people's chance at success, it must be that controlling the media... It doesn't matter what we all think, that ultimately they can just, by using those commercials at the last minute with a catchy slogan showing the jerk wearing his flight suit, then we're all going to vote for the monkey.
Yeah, and not only that, how much did it cost to watch the monkey play his little tricks, right? See, he's just, and that was something I forgot to bring up yesterday. He is just swinging from rope to rope, having a good old time, making all kinds of smirking chimp noises. This is from Al. We got another email, Billy. Julene and Billy, my wife works for the Disney store. The store closed this weekend thanks to Bush's economy. So as a group, they decided to go out for supper as a last goodbye. Anyway, one of the employees is a reservist that is stationed in Charleston. She was sitting at the table, and the subject came up around the shrub, and she announced she loves the shrub. I looked at her and said to her, "You're a recalled reservist, and you love this president who is a deserter?" She turns to me and says, "Well, at least he didn't smoke marijuana." And I said, "No, he was just a coke addict and alcoholic." And she fires back, "Well, at least he served his country." I looked at her and asked her, "Did she hear what I just said?" I said to her, "Bush was a coward and a deserter, plain and simple. Do you understand what that means?" Where's the crickets? Silence, Julene. She didn't talk to me the rest of the night. Then Al says, I honestly believe that right-wingers are brainless, that they have to be constantly over... They have to be to constantly overlook this and everything else that happens.
And, you know, it's not just a question of overlook. I tried to send some truth to some friends of my mom, and a talk show host friend of mine, and Republicans don't want to be... They don't want to know it exists. It's just like how right-wingers don't even want left-wingers on the radio. If you send them the truth, they say, please don't send me this kind of stuff. What are they so afraid of? They can face the fact that their guy's a bad guy and move to the next guy who maybe will be better.
Yeah, it's a little frightening that they I used to send emails, Billy. You're that person. I know who you are. You're that one. You're what I used to be. I used to try, and I thought, you know what? I give up with some of them because some of these people were in my family and it was causing familial rifts. So now I just don't do it, although I just really want to buy that Bush dyslexicon calendar for my dad.
It's never bad to share the truth.
I know, it's true. I send Howard Zinn articles to him. I won't hesitate on that one. A guest coming up next, and Billy and I are going to be talking with our guest about homelessness. Hey, rebuild Iraq? Let's rebuild America.
Philip Constance.
Oh, Philip, I can't take this anymore. I want to be free.
You mean you want to be free of me, the kids, and the dirty laundry?
No.
Oh.
I want to be free of overnight laxatives that give me cramps.
Darling, that means Freelax.
What's so different about Freelax?
It's the only overnight laxative that gives you stimulant-free, cramp-free relief in just two caplets.
If I take Freelax tonight, I'll get relief before the kids start fighting over breakfast?
Depend on it. Freelax is the free of everything you hate about laxatives, laxative. Use only as directed.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show, 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller.
Even though there has been a lot of political maneuvering over the practice of companies moving their headquarters overseas to avoid federal taxes, many of those companies still do big business with the federal government. In the last year, such tax-dodging corporations made more than $1 billion off of federal contracts. The biggest winner was Accenture, a descendant of the Arthur Andersen accounting firm before it was broken up in the wave of corporate scandals. Last year, Bermuda-based Accenture made more than $660 million from federal government contracts.
Many women truck drivers have long complained of a glass ceiling in the trucking industry. Now, women truckers in Pittsburgh and Baltimore have a chance to make their case in court. A pair of lawsuits brought this week in two federal courts charges the PJAX trucking company routinely hired men over women and did nothing to stop managers from sexually harassing female employees. PJAX denies any charges of wrongdoing.
The British government says it will block the adoption of a constitution for the European Union unless some of the rights outlined in a draft charter are deleted. The draft includes several lists of rights that would be guaranteed to all European citizens. British ministers have a problem with the labor rights proposal. They believe workers should not be guaranteed the right to strike or act collectively to change or improve their working conditions, and they do not want citizens to have rights which may supersede UK law.
Civil rights are on hold in Peru as the government tries to quell massive strikes that have emptied schoolhouses and slowed commerce in the South American nation to a crawl. Thousands of Peru's farmers are demanding greater tariffs and a reduction in the sales tax put on their crops. School teachers, meanwhile, are continuing their two-week strike for the raises they were promised 2 years ago but never received. Hospital workers and judicial clerks are striking as well.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with Anna?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, this is a commercial for a major radio network.
Wish
we can do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Thank you very much, and welcome back to the program. Good to be here with you today. Lots of great phone calls, and I know a couple folks were on the line to talk. We'll take your phone calls. Just call back after we're done with our guest, and we want to spend some time right now with John Parvensky. John Parvensky is president of the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, one of 20 Americans honored by the Ford Foundation as a 2002 Leadership for a Changing World awardee. Also, I believe this year you will be president of the National Healthcare for the Homeless Council. Is that correct?
That's right, Julian.
Welcome, John. Thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
And just so you know, I have a special guest host. Billy is with me, too, so he's probably going to ask a couple of questions. Is that okay with you?
That's great.
Okay, good. We're talking about kind of the whole thrust of this campaign. Rebuilding Iraq, what about rebuilding America? And you're instrumental in doing a lot of that with the homeless. Tell us your story and what you have done there to change the lives of the homeless in Denver.
Well, one of the things that we're trying to focus on now is that, you know, after the wind down of the war in Iraq, we're hearing a lot of talk about devoting resources to rebuilding Iraq. And what I hear when I go across the country talking with homeless programs and in every city in our country is, you know, we need to start rebuilding America to basically reconstruct all of the things that have been lost over the last few years, health care cutbacks, the reductions of Medicaid for many of our most vulnerable citizens, other types of housing, homeless programs that have been cut due to state budget cuts and local budget cuts. And what we need to do is to refocus our energies on building America, you know, while we are dealing with other problems across the world.
And I would say, you know, one way we do it is by this having this talk show and talking about issues like that. How are you doing this currently?
Well, we have a dual focus of health care in terms of ensuring that people who are on the streets, family and children, as well as single individuals, have access to the health care that they need to address those issues that are affecting them in their lives on the streets.
You know, that has to be tough.
Trying to connect them to housing as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I was going to say that has to be tough because think about, I think it's something like 40 to 60 million Americans don't even have health insurance. And the homeless are usually the last one to get any kind of attention.
That's right. With the uninsured growing in our country and the health resources declining for those even with resources, those who have the least amongst us have the greatest difficulty in terms of accessing that care. They tend to be sicker. Many have other types of problems like mental health issues that need to be addressed, and our traditional systems aren't really prepared to deal with them.
How bad was the problem in Denver at one time?
Well, in Denver, on any given night, we have over 10,000 people who are homeless.
My gosh.
Throughout the course of the year, that number grows to about 25,000. Across the country, we see about 2.5 to 3 million people who are homeless on any given night.
And how does that compare, say, now in this current administration versus how it was, maybe even during the Clinton administration? I know he did kicked a lot of people off welfare.
Yeah, we're seeing an increase in homelessness in just about every part of the country. Mainly it's come because of the sluggish economy. As the economy goes down, people who would otherwise be able to work or earn enough to afford housing are no longer able to do that.
John, how's the
And the road out of homelessness is that much more difficult. At the same time, we're seeing that because of the economy that individuals, foundations, churches that typically have been able to provide some safety net are cutting back because they don't have the funds to do it. And the government, local and state, are cutting back resources that provide that safety net because their budgets are being slashed. So it's really a double whammy. And at the time when we turned to the federal government to do more, what we're hearing out of this administration is that we all have to do more with less, unless we're wealthy and are expecting a tax rebate through the next round of tax cuts.
John, there must be some programs that the Bush administration has initiated to try to deal with the homeless.
The HUD secretary has said that housing is really a local problem and we shouldn't be looking to the federal government to solve it. But the reality is that since 1939, housing has been a federal priority. Unfortunately, since the Reagan administration, the investment in housing has been on the decline. And at a time when the need continues to increase because of the economy, because of cutbacks in other arenas, we're seeing less and less federal investment in affordable housing.
And also, as far as HUD goes, what I found out yesterday by doing an interview is that G.W. Bush wants to take money from HUD and put it into faith-based organizations into fixing up churches.
That's a new initiative, part of the faith-based initiatives across the administration. No new dollars, but really trying to take dollars that have been providing the little bit of housing that exists in our communities and divert it into new activities like rehabilitating churches.
And it seems as though G.W. Bush is taking advantage at this point. If you take it down to the brass tacks, he's taking advantage of homeless people to fund the churches.
That's right. Essentially, anytime you divert resources from critical programs like housing or health care, it really impacts those who are on the streets the most.
And now you are now president of the National Healthcare for the Homeless Council. Is that right?
That's right. And the council is actually convening today in Washington, D.C., as part of a national effort to learn more about healthcare initiatives that can help homeless families and individuals and to raise our voices collectively at the Capitol in terms of what needs to happen both nationally in our local communities to address the health care needs.
Well, and I like to see that it's not just about finding shelter for the homeless at this point. It's not just about finding housing for the homeless. Homeless people have had they are so faceless, and they are just so non-existent in the minds of so many people. They're just that person over there who's begging for money. Oh, yeah, get a job! And they don't vote is what it, that. So they don't matter. You can't buy their votes, right? So they just seem to not matter.
We heard Ralph Nader this afternoon implore us to try to organize homeless people along with the general citizens to let our government leaders know that they can't be taken for granted.
How long is this conference, and what do you expect to come out of it? Anything of
substance?
It's a
three-day conference, and in addition to learning some of the tools of the trade in terms of how to better meet the health care needs of people who are homeless, we have a strong advocacy agenda that is looking at trying to increase resources for both health care, housing, mental health services, substance treatment services, and family programs to deal with the growing homelessness throughout all of our communities.
I wouldn't be surprised to see G.W. Bush take an advantage of an opportunity to do a photo op at a homeless shelter. That'll be next.
Right. When the little that the federal government does, they try to milk it for everything it's worth. But unfortunately, there's just so much more that needs to happen just to regain the position that we had even 10 years ago in our housing and homeless systems.
I was going to also, you were talking about there in Colorado about the resort communities. That's kind of interesting.
Yes, one of the things that we see that even in resort communities, that the cost of housing is so great, in a place like Aspen, the average cost of housing is over $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So, where does somebody who cleans the kitchen, that cleans the hotel rooms, that sweeps up after people in their wake, where do they live? They basically have to commute from other communities more than 2 hours away.
Yeah. In fact, there's a song by one of my favorite artists, female artists, her name's Susan Werner, and it's called Some Other Town. And it's all about, some other town, some other place, some other, I can't remember, but it's all about how they go to these wealthy areas and then they go back. They take their paycheck and then they pay to have it cashed. It's really...
That's right. And that's, kind of what homeless people feel while living on the street is that they are often invisible. People will step over them, step around them, avoid them at all costs, when in reality they're neighbors of ours, they're fellow human beings who need our help and need our not just our sympathy and our charity, but really need us to help to join in a struggle for social justice.
You know, someone once said, and I agree, that the greatness of a country is measured by how they treat the least of their people.
That's right, and unfortunately, we're not measuring up to where I think most Americans would like us to be. But our attention's been focused in a different direction, and it's going to take a while to redirect it to where we need to be to really regain that American dream for all Americans.
So for those people who walk over the homeless, who turn their head perhaps out of maybe it's just shame of where they live or not wanting to face reality, what would you say as an advocate for the homeless, John Parvinsky, what would you say to those people that they could do instead of turning away?
Well, I think we all need to reach out to people to accept them where they are and recognize that not everyone has had the same benefits that we all have, that people need a hand up. One of the things that at this point in time that separates people who are on the streets from those who are in housing is that they've lost all track of a social safety net. There's not a governmental one. There's not a community net. And so when folks hit hard times, there's no one there to help support them like they, you know, there might be someone for you and I. And so if we as a community can create that social safety net and work as a community to reinvest in housing and reinvest in health care and other services, homelessness can, in fact, be solved, and it can be solved within our lifetime.
You know, John, I live in California, and in Santa Cruz specifically, so we have the exact same situation where the people who work, and I mean work, in Santa Cruz can't live there. The other thing that's going on, of course, is that California is bankrupt. Is Colorado still have some money? Because the unfunded mandates that are coming from the Bush administration have clearly bankrupted both our state and our communities.
Oh, that's true in almost every state that I talk to. We're seeing all states facing budget cuts because of declining revenues, because of the economy, and at the same time being asked to do more in terms of things like Homeland Security and other things that are asking for more money at a time when less state revenue is available. And at the same time, rather than the federal government stepping in to help, you know, they're giving their money back to taxpayers in terms of additional tax breaks to the wealthy,
the millionaires,
and that
and the billionaires.
Then takes those resources away that cannot no longer be reinvested in programs like housing or homelessness.
Right. Well, I want to first, do you have contact information if anyone wants to find out more about your organization?
Certainly. They can contact us on the web at coloradocoalition.org.
Okay. Wonderful. We appreciate you taking your time, and we hope that that gathering together for a few days in Washington, D.C. will definitely, help strengthen this movement across the country. Thank you for taking your time, John Parvinsky, for being on the show.
Quite welcome.
Okay. And hopefully it will be a very fruitful time of lots of learning. And, when I hear 2.5 to 3 million people and that it's worse, we expected that, right, Billy?
You know, it's a very tough job this man does. It's a job I would never want to do, and not enough of us want to help.
I know. People like that, I tell you, they're the ones who deserve the tax breaks. Let's go to this email from Jim from Philadelphia. Yes, the cradle of liberty, as he says. Yes. Oh, you're from Philly, Billy. Billy from Philly. Now, wait, that works a lot better. You need silly Billy from Billy. You need to move back to Philly so we can use that. The media, this is what Jim says. The media is now in the business of providing content and not news. Content is what gets fit in between the paid advertising. The Republicans provide the media with plenty of content. The Democrats do not provide any content for the media to use. To actually dig up news costs money, and content is cheap. A business will always do that which is best for the bottom line. So the blame falls to the Democrats for not providing content. Ah, any response to that?
Yeah, as we speak, the evil son of General Powell is taking the little diversity that we have on the air and making even that go away. Everybody agrees, except a couple of companies who are trying to do this to us, that we don't want to have one radio company that's also controlling the newspaper in our town and the television station in our town. I got two words for you. Thank God for the Internet.
I know, absolutely. Today, Howard Dean, we've heard that name around this show, saying, hey, some people think he might be a good candidate. Howard Dean wrote to FCC Chairman Michael Powell, I'll just kind of go on this, urging the FCC to avoid further deregulation of the American media. So Howard Dean, hey, is this an election motive? I don't care. I'm glad he's saying it. We agree with his, let's see, who is this? This is from, oh yeah, Voice for Change. I had this, voiceforchange.org. They say, we agree with his three demands and feel it is important to let all five members of the commission know that thousands of Americans also back Governor Dean's three demands. Well, that's good to hear. His demands are, one, delay the June 2nd vote by the FCC. Number two, testify before Congress so that the representatives of the American people can have the opportunity to question the representatives of the Bush administration. Oh, that'd be so nice. And number three, allow for and consider additional public input. The FCC must provide sufficient opportunity for public input on a decision that affects every American. But will this happen?
You know, the one thing I learned from our last war was that what the administration wants is for dissent to shut up and go away, and this will help.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. You know, a couple people have emailed this story. They really want us to talk about this on the show today, and that's the fact of this. Well, the headline says, Washington shelved report of $44 trillion deficit. $44 trillion deficit. In the midst of negotiating a steep tax cuts package, the U.S. government shelved a report that showed that the United States faces future federal budget deficits of more than $44.2 trillion. G.W. Bush chose to keep the findings out of the 2004 annual budget report.
Another secret.
Another lie.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this would be a secret, not a lie, because they weren't blatantly lying, but they were hiding, trying to hide it. And this was the findings that were commissioned by then-Secretary, Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill. Remember him? He quit. Can you imagine? I said that he was under pressure.
I think he quit because he might have told the truth once.
He did. That's exactly what I said. Tell the truth. Look where it gets you. Out of work. Okay. And look where G.W. Bush gets you. Out of work. Oh, my. We have one final segment in this hour, and then next hour, we are open line all hour. I hope you're ready to just call in and talk. 1-800-TALK-YES.
How is the GM 24-hour test drive different from the average test drive? It's about, 23 hours and 45 minutes longer. Long enough to take a GM car or truck to work, to keep it overnight. See how it fits in your garage. See how it fits in your life. For more information and to locate a participating dealer, click to gm.com/24-hour. You must be 21 and be an insured licensed driver with approved credit.
I'm asleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
This message is brought to you from American Atlantic Financial Corporation. Doesn't it pique your interest to discover how profits could potentially be made in markets like sugar, coffee, gold, foreign currencies, grains, unleaded gasoline, heating oil? Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive a free video called Power, Performance, and Possibilities at no cost or obligation by just dialing toll-free 1-888-247-8400. That's 1-888-247-8400. American Atlantic Financial Corporation specializes in identifying undervalued opportunities and brings them to qualified investors. Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive our latest recommendation. For your free investor's kit and video, call Power, Performance, and Possibilities. Call toll-free 1-888-247-8400. The call is free. The video is free by just dialing 1-888-247-8400. Futures and options involve significant risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit, no credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
It was, Nancy in the background. Nancy.
Oh,
hey, Nancy.
Am I on the air? Oh.
Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Chris from New Mexico. Welcome to Animal Talk. What's up?
I have a neighbor decided to release 12 piranha into a river up here in northern New Mexico. But I'm wondering, I think that's a crime, isn't it?
It's not a crime, but it's a dumb idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You don't want the fish cops coming after you. Let me know.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, could South American piranha survive?
Not in northern New Mexico. And as soon as he dumped the fish in there, they went into shock. They were dead. Now, there are people who have released piranha in Florida, and they are in the canals. They are actually breeding and growing, and Florida is turning into the piranha state.
But would you blame me if I don't go wading for a little while?
Don't worry about it. The only problem is that if you go wading, wear waders, because if not, your lucky charms are not going to be the same size they were when you get out of the water.
Thank you for the visual. And, I'll talk to you later.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
That's right. And one final segment this hour, and we have a whole nother hour to go. Billy, this is a long show, isn't it?
Doesn't seem long to me.
Okay. Maybe it's just having you with me. Just kidding. Now, listen, Billy, we got an email at calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. And it says, from Billy's mom. Oh, I'm reading it because, you know, you deserve it, I think. Billy, this is from your mom. Billy, please, pretend you don't know my friends. I don't have that many left, so I can't start losing them. I love you, though I don't agree with everything you say. I still think there's some good somewhere. Tell Julene we're enjoying her very much. She's doing a good job keeping you in line. It's not easy, Mom. And I agree with her that you should move back to Philly. Oh, Billy from Philly. It works better. Plus, you'd be closer to your mother. Come on. Be a better son, Billy. So we hear from Billy's mom. Billy, please pretend you don't know my friends. Please, I don't have many left. And but she thinks there is some good in there somewhere. Now, listen, Mom. If I didn't think there was any good in there somewhere, he wouldn't be sitting next to me right now. A man who I've known for a few years. He's in my studio, so he's a good guy. You raised a good kid. And he said that I have to, can I say this? That he owes a lot of who he is to you and your personality, Mom, because he said that Dad wasn't quite as talkative and outgoing. Like the same thing, my father is a very quiet man, believe it or not. Oh, that was a fun, what do you have to say to your mom?
I'm sorry, Mom.
I say that to my dad a lot. Dad, I'm sorry. I know I disappoint you, but it doesn't mean I'm going to stop saying what I think and what I feel. Coming up next hour, well, I think you have a couple things you want to bring up, Billy, like the Carlyle Group, right, and the airline industry. Did you have a bad flight here? Is that why you want to bitch?
You bet I did.
You did? I am getting on in the next 3 months, I'm going to get on 4 different planes, which means about, 8 planes. I'm going to 4 different places. So I'm looking forward to hearing how bad it was. How bad was it? Just tell me on a scale of 1 to 10.
I'm 6'4".
Oh, and it's a tough time sitting in those planes coming all the way from Santa Cruz, California. Well, that's all?
It's everything. When I asked for help from the stewardesses, I got nothing.
Okay. Billy is steaming mad at the airlines, and we're steaming mad at Bush's lies. It's one lie after another. Believe it, because it's the truth. We'll tell you the truth here at the Peter Werby Show. Peter Werby Show, I'm Julene Jordan. We have Billy from Santa Cruz helping us out today, making my job a whole lot easier. Thanks, Billy. Come on back. Hey, we'll stack your phone calls up, and we'll take them this next hour. 1-800-TALK-YES.
You've been listening to The Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
What do you think I like about communing with nature as much as I do, being on the tractor as much time as I do, or spending time with the animals?
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? Yeah, you're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. Lowering the nation's terrorist threat level, which is currently at high, is under consideration by federal officials. News that the level may be lowered comes as law enforcement agencies throughout the country are being told by the FBI to be vigilant against possible chemical or biological attacks aimed at the U.S. The FBI adds there is no specific threat. A coroner's report on the remains of Lacey Peterson's unborn baby shows there were 1.5 loops of plastic tape around the infant's neck. That's according to Fox News and MSNBC. Scott Peterson, Lacey's husband, has been charged in the deaths of his wife and unborn child. Fox News reports the defense has reacted by saying the discovery strengthens its theory that Lacey Peterson and her baby were killed by members of a cult. A new report from an environmental research group says the U.S. can cut greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030 by using new technology and hybrid cars. The Pew Center on Global Climate Change believes cleaner diesel engines and hybrid vehicles could reduce gasoline usage by 50 to 100% without affecting a vehicle's performance. The changes could boost fuel economy in the short term by as much as 33%. The nonpartisan group is calling on the Bush administration to take immediate action and impose tough new limits on carbon dioxide emissions. SARS continues to spread in Canada. Health officials in Toronto fear as many as 70 new patients could be diagnosed with suspected or probable cases of the potentially deadly respiratory illness. The latest wave of infections went undetected for a month before it was uncovered less than a week ago. More news in a moment.
They left their farms and factories, their offices and classrooms. 16 million Americans in uniform. 400,000 gave their lives for freedom. For the first time, young women eagerly entered the workforce to supply the arsenal the world depended on for victory. But this was no faceless mass that went to war. They were my relatives and yours, our fathers and mothers, our grandparents and next-door neighbors. They were our family's heroes. And yet, unbelievably, there's no national monument anywhere to honor the amazing generation that won World War II. I'm Tom Hanks. Please help build the National World War II Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. Call 1-800-639-4WW2. That's 1-800-639-4992. It's time to say thank you.
A public service message from the American Battle Monuments Commission, the Ad Council, and this station.
More than 800 workers are back on the job at the GM assembly plant in Oklahoma City, which was heavily damaged by a tornado on May 8th. The storm damage forced the plant to lay off about 3,000 hourly workers. The employees back on the job this week are expected to take a day or two to finish about 500 vehicles that were stranded on the assembly line when the plant was hit by the tornado. The plant will then shut down until June so more extensive repairs can be made. More news after this.
Max, I can't go on anymore. I want to be free.
You want to be free of Hollywood, the glamour, the fame?
No, I want to be free of overnight liquid laxatives that taste like I'm drinking chalk.
Well, that's easy, baby. Take Freelax. It's the only overnight laxative that gives you stimulant-free, cramp-free relief in just two caplets.
Ooh, are you sure I'll be free of constipation before my early morning flight to the coast?
Depend on it. Freelax is the free of everything you hate about laxatives. Laxative.
Oh, Max.
Use only as directed.
Two Qantas airline flight attendants have been injured in an altercation with a passenger that was said to be bent on taking down the jet in midair. Authorities say the suspects attacked the crew with some type of sharp wooden instruments as he tried to force his way into the cockpit. He was eventually restrained by fellow passengers and crew members. General Motors is starting a new ad campaign that admits mistakes it made on its vehicles in the 1980s. The ads will start running next week with a print ad called The Road to Redemption. The world's largest automaker says the campaign will pitch the dramatic improvement in the quality of its vehicles. About 3.76 million Americans are continuing to draw unemployment benefits. That's up by 83,000, and it marks the highest continued unemployment level in about 18 months. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Oxymorons. You know, the things that just don't seem to go together, like jumbo shrimp or deafening silence. How about new car and service manager? You'll be surprised. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas. 10 years ago, I discovered a company with the best fuel injector cleaner, BG Products. Now wait, there's more. To do the job right requires cleaning both the fuel and the air induction systems. The process is called BG Complete Induction System Service. If you want your vehicle to run like new, don't settle for anything less. To find a shop near you to perform this service, go to bgfindtheshop.com. That's bgfindtheshop.com. If thinking of the service manager while inking your new car deal seems like an oxymoron, think again. Though today's cars are certainly more roadworthy than their predecessors, they can still break. In fact, the experts at the L.A. Auto Show report that automotive repair is a $200 billion business, and one of every three cars serviced returns for additional work. So ask your new car salesperson for an introduction to the service manager. It's a small investment with a big payoff at repair time and for maintenance checks. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
It's the Peter Werby Show with Julian Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julian Jordan.
Thank you very much, and welcome. Our third hour of the program today. Tomorrow, Curtis Ellis taking over the reins and doing his thing. Curtis Ellis, usually in the role of entertainment and cultural correspondent on the Peter Werby Show and for the IE America Radio Network, he also fills in for Peter and I. And I had something come up so that sounded kind of fun, so I'm going to go off and do that fun. How about that? There's a concept. And then on Monday, Peter Werby and I will be back together again. And I'll try not to sing anymore for you. I'm sorry. Also, today, something really wild happened in that if you are a regular listener of this show, you'll know what I'm talking about. Since day one, I think it has been since day one of the Peter Werby program, the national version anyhow, we've had someone who has become a part of our show, has become our friend, our compadre, and it's Billy from Santa Cruz, California. And you are here visiting, and we're doing some radio together today here in my studio. Thank you for being here.
Well, you know, the first time I knew that we had something in common when I realized that we've both been thrown off the same radio stations for not supporting the war.
That's right. You were thrown off of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. We were thrown off KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. We were thrown, but our whole thing was that whacked owner who owns that station wanted Peter to come on for like 2 hours on his Saturday morning show on a Saturday. Mind you, Peter does talk radio Sunday through Friday. I mean, he works 6 days a week on the air. It's his only day off. He said he'd do 20 minutes. The guy goes, well, guess what? You're off the air. The nerve of that guy. What did you do to get him going? Besides everything.
He said he was going to kick my ass, and I said, come on, little man, kick my ass.
Because he's a little man compared to you. A lot of men are little man compared to you. He's a little man in his mind as well. Anyhow, and we also share a lot of politics in common, but a lot not so in common, which is kind of a breath of fresh air here.
Well, I'm not anti-corporate in general like you are.
I don't think I am in general. I mean, I think there's a lot of good smaller corporations.
And some big ones, too.
I mean, I can think of one called Jordan Motors. That's my dad. I think that's a good corporation.
My dad was also in the automobile business.
Was he really? We have that in common, too. Gee whiz. As Peter and I always say when we sit here and talk back and forth and everyone's listening to us blabber, it's the Mutual Admiration Society on the Peter Werby Show. Well,
and you're looking very pretty today.
Oh, thank you. Billy, I showered for you. I actually got dressed in regular clothes today. And I took the pumice stone to my feet for you.
Thanks.
Swing. Swing.
I mean, you warrant even the pumicing of the feet. I'll show you later. And we also want to say hi to your family who is all listening down here in Florida. And that includes your lovely wife, Barbara, as we sit here and talk about my feet.
Barbara, I'm not touching her feet.
We promise. And your mother, who sent an email, she's been listening, and she said, Billy, please, pretend you don't know my friends. I don't have that many left, so I can't start losing them. And she thinks I'm doing a good job at keeping you in line. And Billy's mom, it couldn't have been an easy job when he was a young boy. So it's not any easier today, I'll tell you. And I'm sure that your wife will agree with that as well. What an introduction you get, Billy. Phew, wait, let me pop your head. Let me get the pin. Pop! Okay. Let's get back to the business at hand. We could talk about many hot button issues. The one thing that I just looked at, federal deficits soaring to unprecedented heights. We knew this. Yet they are drawing scant public attention and showing little signs of becoming an issue in next year's presidential and congressional elections. Well, that really bothers me. That really bothers me because I know that I have almost a sore throat from talking about it.
You know, the one thing you can depend on this administration to do is to completely be about image. You know, this is the same guys who, when he stands in front of certain people, he tells them how to dress. Here, you take off your tie. You do this. Let's write on those cartons made in America when they're not.
When they were made in China. That was Boxgate. All of those photo ops, and we're paying for all of those photo ops. Yes, oh yes, our theme of the day, the lies. Go ahead, Billy.
Lies, 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 lies.
Thank you. That's the theme of the day, Bush's lies. And it could really, it could be the theme every day. And it is the theme every day on this show.
It's the theme of the administration.
Yeah, it is the theme of the administration, and until he's out, it will continue to be so. So basically what they're saying is that this is happening right in front of our eyes, yet there is scant public attention. Yeah, here's another one that I thought was really interesting, another covering up of something. More Bush lies, more Bush secrets. Why, this from Newsweek, the June 2nd issue that's about to come out, or maybe out some where you are. Why is the Bush administration blocking the release of an 800-page congressional report about 9/11? This is a bipartisan report, of course, yeah. Deals with law enforcement intelligence failures that preceded the attacks. And in such, let's see, chapters dealing with two politically and diplomatically sensitive issues, the details of daily intelligence briefings given to Bush in the summer of 2001, before it all happened.
Well, what it comes down to is this, Julian. Number one, they refused to let us know about the Saudi government's best friends among al-Qaeda. You know, the Saudi government helped al-Qaeda, and the only thing they did want to share with us was that the Saudi government helped us in finding some of the Al-Khobar Towers people. So we're praising the Saudi government publicly, while privately we know the Saudis are working with al-Qaeda.
Yeah, and what did we do? We went in to find those weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and we toppled their country because, well, they've supported Al-Qaeda. How do we say it?
You know, we had to go to Iraq because we had to stop them from not attacking us anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they were just all over our route, weren't they? Let's go to Dennis in Santa Fe. He's been standing by as we have been yakking as we do best. Dennis, thanks for calling.
Yes, ma'am. Well, this is open line. I'd like to comment a little bit on the homelessness that I experienced.
Absolutely. We had a guest last hour, obviously you heard that, talking about the 2.5 to 3 million homeless people in America today, in Bush's America, where it has only gotten worse. Go ahead, Dennis.
Well, that's true. I was homeless for years, and, you know, I draw Social Security disability,
mm-hmm.
and it's a little bit more than SSI, but it's not enough to pay rent anywheres.
So
I mean, hardly
do?
Anywheres. And then I tell you how hard it is for homeless people is that there's no place to go when you're homeless. You can't rent. And I'd go to the National Forest and put up a tent. And after 10 days, well, then the forest rangers would come down and say, you got 10 days, you're in violation of this and violation. And they'll give you tickets that you can't pay, you know.
So you
and you go to another one and it's the same thing. And you sleep in the alleys, and the police will arrest you. And then finally, I got a place after years. I would put my application in for housing,
mm-hmm.
and they said, well, it's going to take a year. And I'd come back after a year. Where do I stand? And I'm not even on the list.
Oh,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And that happened to me several times. And finally, I got a place here in Santa Fe. It took the newspaper, the senator's office, Mrs. Madrid's office, and several other people to get me a place here. And they did a front-page story on me. And nobody could believe the story that I was telling. But this Ann Constable, the editor down here, and she went weeks and weeks writing this story. It's a catch-22. Now, like where I'm at right now is I applied for housing here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a subsidized government.
Right.
And the manager that was here at that time, she said, well, I couldn't possibly rent to you. You don't have a rental history for 2 years.
Oh, so it's like it is a catch-22, and seems you're screwed no matter where you go.
Yeah, wherever I went, it was the same catch-22. And at the same time, when I was applying here, I seen probably at least 50 people from Mexico living here. And I thought, well, now how do these people prove a 2-year rental history?
Hmm. Now,
what I mean?
You do have a place now?
Yeah, I got this place now. The manager that was here isn't here. She's out and I'm in.
Oh,
but
I
like
am...
I said, I went to the senator's office in Mrs. Madrid and I got the newspaper behind me and I got a waiver. But I went for years.
Everybody can't get the newspaper behind them. And all those years when you were struggling, nobody wrote about how you were struggling. They only wrote about that when they could claim you was a success of something they did to take credit.
Well, that's true. That's what you're saying is true. To this day, if I go out and eat dinner, I feel feel guilty because 100 yards away, probably in a ditch someplace, is somebody by no fault of their own, not necessarily, you know, are living that ditch and going without. You know,
yeah.
And I just recently took a chip for 23 years of being clean and sober.
Wow.
Last April. And
good
so
for
I was
you.
All those years homeless and I'm alcoholic, you know what I mean? And
yes.
But I was clean and sober through all of that. And
oh.
So that's just some of my gripes. But you know what?
Good job.
I got one more thing to say that I don't want to take up no more of your time. But actually, when I got in here, Social Security called me up.
Yeah.
And this is a big story here in this town. The claims representative called me up. He said, we're going to take away your benefits, your check, because you've been homeless too long to have an apartment.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I went to the police. The police went to the FBI. They went after that guy. And he got transferred to Texas. And so, I mean, that's...
I tell you, people are just out to continue the suffering. They're out. They just don't care about anyone but themselves. And I'm glad you shared your story. I know that, I mean, even though you have been in the media, it still has to be hard to talk about.
Right, right. Well, I just wanted to say that so people get
okay.
some kind of understanding.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
And please keep up the good work and keep in touch with us.
Yeah,
if anything
I will.
Happens to you, we want to know about it, Dennis.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a great day. And we were talking about connecting some dots today, Billy, some other things, not to just go right back into that, because you too can call and get your opinion on the air. You can also email. Let's go over that real quick. 1-800-TALK-YES. It's 1-800-825-5937. And our email here at the show is calltalkyes@yahoo.com. You were reading the paper this morning and something stuck out at you. You know, our good old buddies at the Carlyle Group, Bushy Dad.
Yeah, we talk about the Carlyle Group all the time on this show, and I just wanted to give you the latest good works of the Carlyle Group. The Carlyle Group is the sort of Bush Holdings, you know, the father and everybody. They're the kind of guys who, you know, invest in, well, things that make bombs, and then they drop the bombs, and then they have to order more. They bought a new industry the other day. They bought a company called Breed Technologies. And the first thing the Carlyle Group did, Mr. Bush, the Bush family, or as we like to call them, the Bush crime family, they laid off 3,500 people. That's how you become homeless. 3,500 people lose a job so the Bushes can make more money. We're a generous country in America.
Let's talk more about that in just a minute. Throw that on the ground. Stomp it out, Billy. God, it makes me so mad. Coming up next with your phone calls. Looks like we have some. And you can call to 1-800-TALK-YES.
I spent years learning to cope with my mental health problems and just as long conquering substance addiction. But I did both, and I'm incredibly proud. But with the world and everything going on today, I get so overwhelmed. It's so tempting to turn to drugs and alcohol to help me escape. But I don't want all of my accomplishments to just go away.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and alcohol to cope, get information and treatment referral at 1-800-662-HELP.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's
in the mainstream media is important to you in these times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Remember when George W. was campaigning and claiming, I'm a uniter, not a divider? Well, I have to give credit where credit is due. In one stroke, Bush has managed to do the impossible. Unite the American Conservative Union with the American Civil Liberties Union, as well as bringing other staunchly conservative groups together with avowedly liberal ones. Let's hear it for the great uniter. Unfortunately for George, what has united these disparate forces is their opposition to an absolutely atrocious piece of legislation that his administration had hoped to sneak by us. It's called Patriot Act II, a nasty follow-up to the liberty-busting, democracy-stifling USA Patriot Act, which John Mad Dog Ashcroft rammed through a panicked Congress just days after the horrendous September 11th terrorist attacks. Patriot II would give us Ashcroft on Viagra. Ugly. Among other uglies, this act would increase federal power to make secret arrests of U.S. citizens, let the government search your telephone, bank, and credit records without court supervision, and, for the first time, authorize the Attorney General to strip any American of their citizenship. All that the government has to do is to declare, by executive whim, that a case involves suspicions of terrorism, and bammo, there go your most basic rights. Patriot II is so ugly that the Bushites even lied to Congress that it exists. Trying to cover his ample butt, Ashcroft still asserts that it's not really a legislative proposal, but merely some ideas bouncing around his Justice Department. However, an internal document titled Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2003 has surfaced, and it looks, reads, and smells exactly like a legislative proposal. This is Jim Hightower saying, I'd trust a wolf to guard my last pork chop before I'd trust the Bushites to guard my liberties. To guard against their Patriot Act II, call the American Civil Liberties Union, 212-549-2500.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Wirby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
All right. Thank you very much. And, oh, it's been a fun show so far today. We have a good half hour left, and it's all open lines. That means you can get on the horn, as they say, and call 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. I got an email here from Joe, the button guy in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He made a bunch of really cool peace buttons and stuff. Billy, this is for you, babe. Are you ready? Hi, Billy. I'll be direct. You once mentioned on the air that you are a millionaire.
Yeah.
Okay. We need $5,000 to put on a statewide event here in Santa Fe on the 4th of July to counter all the false patriotic garbage we know will be slamming us that day. How about dropping us a check for that amount? Well, wow. We are an ad hoc group of individuals, but among us in an organization that can give you a tax-deductible status for the donation. I figure this is worth a try. Let me know. We refuse to sit down and shut up in Santa Fe. Billy, you're being called out.
You know, $5,000. Santa Fe. Santa Fe is a lot like Santa Cruz, a very rich community. So I'll tell you what I will do. I'll give you some airtime. And I will remind everyone there that you have a lot of very rich, very liberal people who live in Santa Fe. So let's see. What's the name of your organization? Well, we don't know yet. But if you know Joe Mowry and you've got $5,000 and you want to be an important liberal, because I believe in acting locally and thinking globally. So you won't get my $5,000.
And now if you lived in Santa Cruz, you never know. All right. Well, he's called him out. Billy's a millionaire. And what does that mean? Well, we'll just leave it at that and let the phone callers handle that. I'm leaving it alone. Dear Julene, Billy, and listeners, this is from Patrick. Oh, and this is Patrick, who's with Kucinich's campaign in Kentucky. We heard from him earlier via telephone. Don't tell me that Al Gore, in a vice presidential position for 8 years, didn't do anything much. He had all the influence in the world, yet he ignored... Oh, this is weird. Yet he ignored phone calls from Ralph Nader and former Governor Jerry Brown, now Oakland mayor. Gore was nothing but a political whore who did nothing but try to replicate the Republican agenda in a subtle way as a way to not offend anyone. But he did. Now, and this is capital letters, so Billy, I gotta really, I mean, here we go. Where is any legal direct indictment against George W. Bush and the crooked centrist DLC tyranny? Lawyers, prosecutors, judges with justices and justice and balls? That's a good question. He's mad at Gore. He's mad at Gore. And he's, yeah, I know. So that was an interesting one from him. The only real Democrat and progressive that is running is Dennis Kucinich, he says. Oh, Dennis Kucinich is pro-life. Did you know that? Okay, I think he did change that, too. He used to be. Now he's pro-choice, right? But he says he can see where he's playing politics and supporting Roe v. Wade.
Yeah. You know, the fact is that only a real liberal can win for the Democrats now. The idea of Democrats playing Republican light, it's not going to work. If they want Republicans, they'll elect the bad guy.
Yeah, that's a good point. We'll read some more emails in a little bit. Also, something that I'm going to start now, but this is a very short segment, so we'll pick it up in just a minute. Something that I got from Mark at calltalkyes@yahoo.com. You just had someone talking about how Bush was robbing essential programs of funding in order to give huge tax cuts to the wealthy. Well, there's a very interesting article on Salon.com about how money could have been spent. This is basically what could be done with the tax cut total, which in this article, it's $330 billion. In reality, it's going to be around $750 billion. I mean, that's just a bunch of hooey.
You know, it's the total bunch of hooey because part of this tax cut is supposed to go away in a few years. You know what that is? That's just another Bush lie, along with the help of the legislature. Nothing ever goes away. No one's going to raise your taxes in the legislature when they get the chance. Don't believe them.
Okay, Billy. We're going to come back with some more email. And, hey, people like you, Billy. They like you in here with me. Yeah, you a good taste, he says. Or something like that. Give us a call, 1-800-TALK-YES, or email calltalkyes@yahoo.com.
Strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show. Family Talk with Mike Riera is next on IE America Radio Network.
Huge amounts of methane gas are trapped in ice crystals on the ocean floor, but the gas doesn't always stay there. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Methane is the natural gas that we often use for heating and cooking. It's produced by the decomposition of dead plant and animal matter, and in the oceans, huge amounts of methane have accumulated on the seafloor over millions of years. This gas is suspended in tiny pockets of water and crystals of ice within the ocean floor. New research shows that in the past, large amounts of methane have been released from the ocean floor, and the gas changed the marine environment. If that happened again, it could have a major impact on ocean ecology and possibly on the global climate. Kai Hinrichs is an oceanographer with the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. He studied the fossils of microbes and used them to track methane emissions off the coast of California in the Santa Barbara Basin. Hinrichs says massive amounts of methane were released into the water more than 40,000 years ago. He says the release appears to be linked to warmer water. He says even a small increase in water temperature could have been enough to melt the methane-rich crystals of ice.
I would say in terms of the temperatures in the bottom waters, 1 or 2 degrees could already have a very significant effect on methane that is stored relatively shallow in the sediment.
Hinrichs says another cause might have been an underwater landslide that stirred up the sediment and released the gas. Methane is a greenhouse gas, and it's possible a massive release of it from the ocean floor in the future could warm the atmosphere. Hinrichs says he's not sure if the gas would affect climate, but he says it would definitely affect the ocean food chain. Microorganisms that use methane would grow more abundant and use up oxygen in the water, and marine plants and animals that could not tolerate the new conditions would not survive for long. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years
I'm talking about the tread on a tire. Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
We just read an email that came in from Patrick in Kentucky. He works for Dennis Kucinich. And I think he misunderstood you because he said you have to read the entire email that he sent, or Billy will get confused. Kucinich is not Republican light. You didn't say that at all.
No, I actually, that's the problem we're facing. The fact is that it appears as if the country isn't interested in a real honest-to-goodness liberal. And yet, why would they ever vote for someone who wasn't a liberal? I mean, you know, conservatives, we have it. We don't like it. It's damaging America. But Can America vote for a vegetarian?
Well, they don't have to worry about me, this vegetarian, ever running for office. No way. This is from Jim, who writes in from Santa Cruz. Santa Fe. I got you all excited. Jim says, "Hey, Julene, I enjoy Billy as a sidekick. You should do that more often. Does he still have a website, reverendbilly.com or whatever, or an email?" No, reverendbilly.com is that guy in New York City, the Reverend Billy, who fights out against commercialism, over-commercialism during the holidays, and he has a don't-go-shopping day. That's not you. but he does not have a website. But, you know, maybe in the future. Maybe this is all something, a new career path for you. Or wait, going back to your old career path, because you had your own show for a while.
For a little while, and then I proved to be way too far left, and like you, I was thrown off the air for not supporting Bush's war.
Doesn't feel too good, does it? I could care less. If they don't want us on there, then we don't want to be there. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no, I actually disagree with you. I think that the only thing that America has left that's of value is our free speech, and it seems as if we're losing it.
I know, but working for that guy who kicked us both off of that station, the alternative's better than working for that guy.
You know, we can't sell ads to anybody.
I know. Oh, all this inside work here. Here is Jill, who wrote in to calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Listeners talking to other listeners might be a great idea for a future show. She liked the Green Party taking on the any but Bush crowd. And we've been talking a lot about that, especially, I mean, heck, we've been talking about it for a long time, but in the last few days, really focusing in on it here. because the article that came out that I read from the Washington Post that said that the Green Party is prepared to do anything, that they're considering all of their options, that maybe the Green Party won't run a candidate this year so that a Democrat can definitely get elected. And, oh, boy, we have people on every side of the coin here. Let's go back to this article about what we could do with that $330 billion tax cut. Billy, look at this. The amount that's needed to provide health insurance for all 9.2 million currently uninsured children.
Children. I'm a little embarrassed.
$13 billion.
Aren't you embarrassed that America is the only one of the successful countries that doesn't cover children?
Oh, I'm embarrassed that about the entire state of health insurance in America. Well, you have 40 to 60 million people without insurance, and then you have, what is this, 9.2 million children currently uninsured. What country is this?
It's a country where health care has gotten, well, it's enthralled to an insurance industry that is clearly criminal.
Oh, absolutely. And we know that. Another, more corporate criminals, right? Amount needed to provide health insurance for all, this says 41.2 million uninsured Americans, including children, $98 billion. Remember, the tax cut, $330 billion.
And the war, about $100 billion.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, throw that in the mix. Amount needed to close state budget gaps across the country. Billy, you live in California. Your state has tanked. It's $78 billion to fix the budget gaps in the entire country.
You know, and that's a budget gap from a place of very low social services being delivered.
Right, that's true. That's a good point. That's kind of just getting by, squeaking by, and having your government in the red. Is that what it is?
You know, the one thing Bush is doing beautifully is he's living out the Republican agenda to be able to give back this money to the rich people and at the same time bankrupt America. You see, it's about buying votes. The Democrats buy votes by being nice to people, by helping out the poor, by handing out health insurance to those who can't afford it. But there's even a worse way to buy votes, and that's actually to pay cash for them, which is what Bush does when he lets Enron get away with what they're getting away with, when he gives money to the religious institutions so they'll tell people how to vote. This is America.
Yeah, and federal deficits soaring to these unprecedented heights. And at the same time, what's being reported by the Associated Press is that there is scant public attention and little sign of this becoming an issue in next year's presidential and congressional elections. We need to make this an issue and not let this go away.
What's the difference between how, you know, the Iraqis were stuck with Saddam? You can't blame the Iraqis for having a bad leader. Well, I think Americans feel the same way. I think we feel as if we're saddled with a bad guy that we can't do anything about.
You know, and I wonder, I think a lot more people are enlightened to this whole economic racket, Billy, than we think. I had a phone conversation with my girlfriend, my friend from seventh grade on, okay, who never pays attention to politics, never knows anything about current music. She just kind of floats around and does her thing, right? She's sitting there this morning on the phone telling me what was happening. I just about died. I mean, she was telling me about these. I mean, I knew all of this, of course, but I was so proud of her. She was saying, you know, they had these meetings and they signed this trillion-dollar budget going on and on and on. And, you know, I think it really is seeping into even the people who don't pay attention.
Well, every one of us probably knows an American who's out of work and a business that's not doing very well.
You know that, yeah. I had those numbers in front of me before. I'll try to find those. We don't need no stinking numbers. No, here it is. Well over, the economy has lost more than 500,000 jobs already just this year alone. Well over 2 million since payrolls peaked 2 years ago. And more than 8.7 million American men and women are officially counted as unemployed. It's a sad state of affairs. What do you think?
That's just another form of what I say when I say Bush is damaging America. Most presidents, in fact, up to now, all the presidents but two, built jobs during their administration. He has destroyed jobs.
Oh, Billy, we got someone else who wants some of your money.
Come on.
Okay, this is Surfer Joe. I need money for my medical marijuana. Hey, this is something that is you speak out for. This is a global issue you can affect locally by sending $5,000 directly to me. That's Santa Cruz. Uh-oh.
You know, I do want to give a shout-out to my favorite American this week, George Soros. guy's a billionaire, and he's the man who's behind the legalization of marijuana, at least for sick and dying.
And weren't we talking about, you suggested getting him on the air, right?
Yeah. If you could get him, he's great. Unfortunately, he also sees America's best times in the past. You know, what he does for a living is he buys and sells money. I know you don't approve of that. But he's doing what we call betting against the dollar today, because he, a very smart, very billionaire, sees that we're going down the tubes.
Also, let's, you know, let everyone know that they can call. The show's not over. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. One thing that we talk show hosts, I am a host, that we talk show hosts do is we feel like we're repeating ourselves too much when we announce the phone numbers. We feel like we're repeating ourselves too much when we announce to the audience our email address. But you can never repeat yourself enough, because people turn on the radio on and off like that. People are getting in their cars and turning on Sirius Left Channel 145 left and right, right? That's, some of us listen more often.
You know, advertisers know that any message that they really want to get across has to be gotten at least 16 repetitions before people get it once.
Okay, here it is. 1-800-TALK-YES and calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Jeez, it really does feel like a broken record. Let's talk a little bit more about this from Newsweek, Billy. The Bush administration blocking the release of an 800-page congressional report about 9/11. We know they've been hiding the lead-up, shall we say, to 9/11. One of these is called the PDB. President's Daily Brief. And in this report that they're trying to hide from us, now, how do we know this? It's on the CIA's website, Billy. This is, let's see, included warnings about possible attacks by al-Qaeda. One PDB was given at the ranch in Crawford there, August 6th, and dealt with the possibility that al-Qaeda might hijack airplanes. Why was this squelched? Okay, tell me.
Maybe you remember the movie Jaws. In the movie Jaws, there's a tiny little town that has a shark starting to bite people. But because the town is on the fence economically, they don't want to scare people away, so they don't tell people about the shark. Put attack, and possibly on the airlines, no one would have flown. Guaranteeing the airlines would go into bankruptcy, and he wasn't man enough to let us know and make our own decision.
Yeah, that was some of that information. He's probably thinking, oh, whoa. Can you just see him? They tell him that, and he goes, oh, whoa, what are we going to do? Something else that was in these reports, let's see. An administration review committee overseen by CIA Director George Tenet has refused to declassify anything that even refers to the existence of these PDBs, President's Daily Briefs, though they are described on the CIA's own website, CIA.gov. Bob Graham... He's still Trump, hopeful. Do I like him? No. This was a cover-up. I like some things he says, but my politics, our concern is national security, but Bush administration, Billy.
Whenever they want to look from you, they say it's national security. You know, it would be really interesting, because this is not the first time a government paper or finding was hidden. I remember when I was a young man, there was something called the Schaefer Commission that Nixon had, and basically he wanted to look into marijuana and how dangerous it was. Well, after all that looking into, it wasn't very dangerous. That's what the report said. So, of course, the report was never released.
Of course. Remember, and also, the Nixon papers weren't released, the Reagan papers. And now the Nixon's papers have been released, and we know why they didn't release him. He hated Jews. He said that they were out to take over the world, he and Billy Graham. Remember that? Take over entertainment. Oh, God. Okay, let's go to, we have a phone call. Someone took our advice, Billy. 1-800-TALK-YES. It's Gizmo driving through Tennessee. Hi, Gizmo.
Hi, Julian. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks.
Hey, where's that special guest host you have there? A fellow by the name of Peter Werby. Where's he at?
Oh, Peter Werby's in Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Well, I probably scared him, blew my air horn at him, and ran him off the road, huh?
I hope not.
I'm kind of curious, Jolene, with all your million-dollar friends there, with billion-dollar friends. Listen, wouldn't it seem better, and you guys are talking money, so I hope I'm not too much off topic.
No.
Wouldn't it seem better?
Never off topic.
I have nothing against people being rich. I'm rich. You know, I started driving truck with practically nothing, and I had laugh. But that was a joke. Laugh. Go ahead.
I did laugh. Did you hear me? Billy didn't
okay.
get it.
But I'm kind of curious. Wouldn't it make more sense? I love that Microsoft giant guy. I think he's great. He gives so much money away, you know.
Bill Gates,
but,
right?
Yeah, Bill Gates and Melinda. Yeah, I love them people. But what I'm curious about, wouldn't it make more sense to give these huge tax breaks to the wealthy people when economic times are good rather than when they're bad?
Yeah, that.
That's right. You got it right.
Well, that's what I can't understand. Why give back more money to the wealthiest among us when we're now with a high unemployment rate and...
Well, I lost you.
We need to take the profit out of health care.
Oh, boy,
I agree with you 100%.
That's absolutely the truth. You know, you have to ask yourself, ultimately, what are you going to stand for? Clearly, we stand for... the entrepreneurial system that we call capitalism. But capitalism, like all isms, doesn't achieve a pure form. It needs to be controlled, minded, and managed. And we seem unwilling to do that when we have these people who don't mind putting crap into the air if it means another dollar.
Okay, we have Joe in New Jersey. Oh, we have a couple of phone calls. Joe in New Jersey, will go to him, and he called 1-800-TALK-YES. Thanks for calling the Peter Werby Show. Peter, by the way, will be back on Monday. Peter and I on the air today. It's Julene Jordan with Billy from Santa Cruz. Billy Sunshine. Hi, Joe.
Hello. Hi, how you doing?
After all that, I'm doing fine. We're doing great.
Great. Hey, I just wanted to say that you guys are a breath of fresh air. I'm a new subscriber to this Sirius satellite
yes.
radio.
So you listen to us on left stream left 145.
Exactly.
You're here. Good
yeah.
for you.
And
have you ever heard anything like this before, Joe?
Well, here in New Jersey, we have WBAI, which is out of New York City.
Right. Oh, yes. Good.
But it's always great to have more left opinions on the air. And this is a perfect time for me to catch your show because usually I'm driving home from work and
great.
Be able to get educated. And I've been telling a lot of people about your show around here, too. So I just want to congratulate you guys. And just
thank you so much. We appreciate that. And it's old where we are the underdog. Sometimes, is anyone hearing us? So phone calls like yours really make a huge difference for us. Yeah. Okay. We have James, number 12, driving that cab in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hi, James. Thanks for calling.
How you doing?
Doing fine. Billy, how are you?
I'm good.
I love your show. And I listen to right-wing and left-wing talk radio for anybody who hasn't heard me call them before. I'm not a liberal. I'm not a conservative. I just like the truth, and it's contained in both sides and in neither side.
Okay.
And I love the partisanship of left-wing and right-wing talk radio because basically I think you seek to justify your party's platform at the expense of the truth a lot of times. And I'm glad that Bush is in office because he's undoing Clintonisms. The next time you get a liberal there, he'll undo Bushisms. It's just basically going to cancel each other out, which is great. Gridlock is what we need in government because the less government can do, the less they can affect our lives.
You just like the excitement of it all, huh? You like a good fight.
I'm loving the fact that taxes are coming back down. And it doesn't matter how much anybody complains about it. If you look at the budget always goes up. You know, it goes from like $1.5 trillion to $2 trillion to $2.5 trillion, whatever it is per year. It never goes down, even
All
if
right.
they cut taxes.
All right, we're out of here. James, number 12, calling from Santa Fe. One final segment. We have just a small segment coming up next. We'll be back.
All right, folks, while we have a minute, let's go up to the chopper with Brad Powell, get a traffic update. Brad, what do you see up there?
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Nothing you're going to want to hear about, unfortunately. You can expect major delays on the interstate. An overturned tractor trailer has got traffic backed up for about 25 miles. It's a real bad situation, Scott, but I do have good news.
What's that, Brad?
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
Announcing the Take Back America Conference, a progressive policy and action summit, June 4th, 5th, and 6th in Washington, D.C. On June 4th, 5th, and 6th, over 1,000 progressive leaders and activists from across the country will gather in the nation's capital to mobilize Take Back America and proclaim a new era of progressivism. This will be the largest and most diverse gathering of prominent progressive leaders in many years, and its impact will be dramatic. This is an unprecedented effort at a critical time in our nation's history. It is essential that the progressive majority develop a strategy that will confront the real issues America is facing with initiatives that can and will make a difference. For details and to register, visit www.ourfuture.org or call 800-833-1354. That's 800-833-1354.
Attention all plaintiffs. If personal injury, medical malpractice, accident, or other disaster has left you helpless and desperate, call now 800-586-5493 and receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Express lawsuit funding provides no risk, no payments needed cash to people with pending lawsuits. The money is yours until your case settles. You pay nothing. We only collect when your lawsuit settles. Call us now. 800-586-5493. Your lawsuit has merit, and the cash is yours to do with whatever you need. Take care of living expenses, credit cards, car payments. No payments needed until your case settles. No employment requirements. No credit checks. Call now. 800-586-5493. Your cash is waiting for your call. Express Lawsuit Funding is waiting to help you. Call 800-586-5493.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The Home Improvement Experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Seff Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Rambling with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Don't sweat the petty stuff and don't pet the sweaty stuff. How's that for sage advice? Well, it's better than being called stupid and immoral all morning long, isn't it? Join me, Nancy Skinner, for a radio evolution. It's Nancy Skinner's Radio Vox Pop, a program where we discuss our problems and how to solve them in a positive way without having to disown your in-laws, give up your career goals, and generally alienate everybody you know.
That's Nancy Skinner's Radio Vox Pop, weekdays from 10 to noon Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Tired of the same old conservative blather on talk radio? Want a different slant on politics in the world than what's offered up by right-wing wacko talk show hosts? Then join me, Peter with PM. It's my new time. That's Eastern Time, weekdays, for an alternative not often heard on the AM band. If you want to hear a talk show host that opposes Bush's wars, challenges corporate rule, defends the interests of working people, the environment, and a woman's right to choose, then join me, Peter Werby, in my new time slot, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Thank you very much. And our final segment of the program, we have, I believe, Mark calling from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Another caller. And that's what we like to do here. Take your calls. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Julene and Billy. I tried to call you yesterday, but my phone petered out while I was walking up the hill. you know, I disagree with the last man that called that wasn't conservative and wasn't Republican. I mean, wasn't a Democrat. In that this is not just another frivolous political cycle where we go from yin to yang, from liberal to conservative. I really believe that because of the hostile takeover of the Republican Party, that it's just going to continue far more hostile in the reaction. And I really believe that we are going to see a revolution. We're all just kind of sitting here going, oh, well, let's wait for the next election and see what happens. This is really getting very, very serious. Not that I care. I mean, it's all going to be fun. If we live through it, I can say I lived through it, you know. But it's not just going to be a regular old political year.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not, Billy.
And I'm not a fatalist. I don't do this every year thinking, oh, the sky is falling. This is a very strange, strange event that we are
really
living in.
It really is. It really is. And yet, it just reminds me of putting that lobster in that slowly boiling water. It doesn't get bad fast enough for people to do anything about it soon enough till something like Patriot 3 comes along and even this radio program will be found illegal.
Oh, right. But that's why I say it is going to be revolution, because people, I mean, stupid as everybody acts now, it is going to push you to the point where the pain hurts too much and it's going to be striking back. And I'm sorry to sound so revolutionary, but, you know, I'm from the 60s, too. So
hey, listen, we've been talking about how we are revolutionaries, how we must be revolutionaries in order to make a change. We've got to keep screaming and yelling.
When evolution fails, revolution is required.
Billy, that you just made that up? Pretty good. Get this.
Yeah, we got a monkey in the White House, so I guess evolution did fail.
The smirking chimp.
Yeah.
You got that right.
Okay. See you
all right,
guys later.
Mark. Thank you so much for calling. A quick email about health care, because we've been talking a lot about that, and this is from Adam about health care. He thought he'd let us know his situation. His wife survived cancer 3 years ago at the age of 24. Since then, we've relocated to Florida. She's gone back to school. Attempted to add her to the health insurance at the job, but was told it would cost $500 a month and her existing condition would not be covered. That means her yearly tests, which run about $10,000, would have to be paid out of the pocket. We're middle class and I can't afford this. Why universal health care isn't provided is beyond me. Billy, thanks for being here. It was wonderful having you here. And thanks for stopping by. It was a different kind of show. Gave everyone a treat.
It was big fun. Thanks a lot, Darwin.
Absolutely. Curtis Ellis in tomorrow. Peter Werby and me, Julian Jordan, live on Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you, Steph. You did a great job, as usual, engineering the show.
You've been listening to The Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to ieamericaradio.com. I'll be there.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julian Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to